97.5, The Fanatic.
Well, good Saturday morning, Philadelphia. I'm Andrew Salchunas alongside Jamie Lynch, the bro, Josh Rabick, producing the show today.
What do you say, Rabick?
Okay.
What do you say, Bo?
That's how we're going to start.
Oh, man. Good morning.
That's how we're
going
to start.
What's going on out there?
I don't know. Last night was just weird.
It was very, the last like 36 hours have been very strange.
I had no idea. So I texted you, like we were texting back and forth a little bit last night about what to talk about today. And one of the things I said was like, this is the first Friday night in I don't know, forever?
Yeah.
With no sports.
Yeah, it was weird.
Right? Like, okay, sometimes there's a Friday night when the Sixers and Flyers aren't playing. But I'll watch the Lakers.
There's an ESPN NBA game on.
Yeah. I'm going to watch whatever that game is. So, and I know a lot of people are cool and have friends and go out to places and whatnot.
So
and
I went over home. A friend's house last night.
You felt safe doing that?
Well, they're both nurses. So my wife was like, good. And I was like, nah, I feel fine.
Okay.
So anyway, we went over there and he's a Villanova basketball addict. Like him and his father go to the Final Four every year pretty much my entire life. That's who I went to the 93 Final Four with. It's like my dad's best friend, therefore we call him a fuzzin', you know, a fake cousin.
Okay.
So he
I've
had
never
got
said
it
fuzzin' before.
But I don't say it very often, but I feel like it's a applicable term.
Yeah.
So they have a new house not far from us. So we walked over for dinner last night, and this is like his time of the year. Him and his dad literally live for March Madness. And I walk in, and we were just talking. We're like, yeah, this is weird. No sports. I look over at his big screen. He's got on Villanova UNC championship game from a couple years ago.
God.
And they literally watching it like it was live again.
Of course. And that's what I think a lot of people are going to start doing. Like, I think a lot of people are going to catch up. And then you were talking about that in our when we were texting back and forth.
Yeah, I'm going to check out some stuff.
I saw a guy like Kyle Newbeck put out.
That's a cool idea he's doing.
Yeah, he's gonna write. Recap of each 2001 finals
and
game. Sixers
we'll live
Lakers.
Tweet it. So he's going to try and schedule everybody to watch it at the same time.
Oh, is he really?
Like 6 or 7 o'clock. So he's
going to do that.
He's following the Sixers schedule.
Yeah.
So like Tuesday night, they were supposed to have a game. So he's going to watch game 1 of the NBA finals. Then, you know, Friday night, he'll watch game 2. And he's going to live
and he's going to write
it.
A recap after.
Yeah, and act like he's watching it live. It's a very cool idea.
It's creative. It's smart. I mean, I'm not going to watch the game the same time as he is.
No, probably not. But it's not a bad idea to go back and watch that.
But like that's the stuff that we have to like figure out right now and it's what are we gonna do to pass time. Like I was yesterday I was playing 2K, right? And normally when the wife is home when she's not working, I don't really play that often, but I don't know. We were just not doing anything. And I was like, can I at least put an Xbox controller in my hand as opposed to me literally just sitting here twiddling my thumbs. And she goes, okay, fine. So her dad calls and they're on the phone. And he goes, what's Andrew up to? She goes, he's playing that basketball game because he needs to find something to do during this time without sports. Because
he's an addict.
I'm like, you're right. Yeah. I miss watching the basketball dribble around, though these are...
What system do you play on?
My Xbox 360.
Okay.
Yeah, it still works.
All right.
It's from middle school.
Just wanted to see what game. You're not on 2K... What are you, 2K20 these days?
No, 2K17.
It's still 2K17?
Well, that's the latest one for the Xbox 360. I can't get anything.
No, what I'm saying, because I don't play the NBAs. Is it like NBA, like the newest version is NBA 2K20?
Yes.
Okay,
yes. But I can't play 2K18. That's now only for the Xbox One. I'm getting ripped on Twitter. Oh, come on, bro, upgrade. I'm like...
I bought a used Xbox One for not that much. I think you need to upgrade.
Okay. All right.
Because the Xbox next generation's coming out like next Christmas.
Yeah, so do I wait for that? Anyways.
There's going to be two systems behind.
Now, this is what sports talk is going to be. It's going to be us like, I don't want to say us screwing around because we're not going to be screwing around. We're going to still try to do whatever we can to talk sports.
But I want to set up like a FIFA, Xbox, and PlayStation League and like do
somebody
stuff like that with listeners.
Somebody called in yesterday and said we should do that.
Yeah, I'd love to play listeners and everybody.
Have a prize attached to it or something like that.
That'd be fun.
Somebody was asking me, yo, join my Call of Duty party. I was like, which one? They said the new one.
See,
I was like, nope, sorry.
The problem with those, I get smoked. Like, because I don't play them that often. I majority of the time just play sports games.
Yeah.
So when I go play, like, a Call of Duty, I'm just getting lit up by, like, 11-year-olds, and they're talking
and
smack
they're
to me.
And talking about your mom and all that stuff.
Yeah, and I'm just like, man, I don't belong.
That's the beauty of it. So today, we're going to talk about basically what everyone else is talking about at this time. It's the wild world that is without sports. It's the coronavirus. And, you know, we're not going to do this whole... you know, let's hold hands and get through this. We can't hold hands at this time. But we want to talk about what you're doing, really, to pass the time. Because last night was the first Friday night in forever where there wasn't sports to watch. And with the new way of being able to gamble on everything, like I do the FanDuel, you do the DraftKings, right? Like, even if the Sixers and Flyers are off on a Friday night, I'm still betting Lakers.
I'm still betting
Clippers. I'm still betting St. Louis Blues. You know what I mean?
Like, I had a guy tweet me last night that bet on the Tijuana Mexican soccer league.
That's insane
teams.
Because unless you're paying attention, you're throwing away money because you have no idea who's going to win.
This guy went 2-0, hit a $25 parlay, paid $95.
Listen, good for him.
So we got to get into UFC handicapping, NASCAR handicapping, and Mexican soccer league handicapping.
Okay. All right,
that's where we're going.
All right, I'll search on Twitter, see who's the smartest.
Wait, you'll start to be able to gamble on esports, I'm sure.
I'm sure that will happen soon.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there'll be lines up.
Because these companies need
to stay relevant.
They need to find ways to continue to make money.
Yeah.
Off suckers who bet Tijuana soccer.
Yeah, I got to do some research on the Sixers e-gaming team and see how they stack up against the rest of the league.
So I know a lot of people on a Friday night like to go out and do things, but there's always a TV. And you're always finding yourselves looking up, and you're always doing the in-game live betting and all that stuff.
So are you guys self-quarantining? Like, are you opposed to going to a local bar still? And
we didn't go out last night, but we don't really do...
Because I had some cousins in Fairmount
Saturday
go
night
out.
Okay.
So are you going to get out of the house for a little bit tonight, or are you guys staying in?
Let me say this. I was supposed to go to one of the big establishments down South Philly last night, and I said I'm not going. I didn't want to go.
Gotcha.
Because,
okay, so it is affecting your life.
Because those places are also, there's so many people around.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Like, I'll go to a small bar.
Yeah.
I'll go to my local spot and still take
my
care
wife's
of them
going out tonight to Tocanelli's with some girlfriends. So, like, it's small enough where, you know, it's fine. I'm staying home and babysitting. But, you know, we went out for happy hour on Thursday and just got two beers at a small local bar. It's not going to, I don't think right now, at least, affect our lives. You know, we're cleaning everything. We're washing hands and we're Purellin and all that stuff, but
have you made the grocery store run yet?
I did.
We were talking about this yesterday.
So I meant to go last week because I was starting to read up on the Italian stuff, and I kind of bugged myself out. So I meant to go last week and just never got to it. And then Wednesday this week, I wanted to go Tuesday. We had something here at work. I didn't get out of here in time. So I went Wednesday and then Thursday back-to-back days, and it was starting to get a little nuts. Like, all the cleaning supplies were wiped out. The TP, which I still don't understand. Stop hoarding TP.
There's
people.
Fights.
Yeah, you see that?
Yes, there was one fight between two women because, and listen, shame on the, I support the, probably, she probably started the fight. I support the one that just wanted the one packet of toilet paper because the people in the cart had 8 packets. That was the only thing in their
cart.
Yeah,
that's outrageous.
They had nothing else in their cart. They were trying to, like, Tetris their way, like, 8 different packs of toilet paper.
Yeah, come on.
You don't need that.
No.
The world is not ending.
And the grocery store deliveries are still going to be in place, so it's not like this stuff isn't going to get restocked.
Yeah.
Just so you help each other out. I mean, what if that one person literally needed toilet paper?
She said, I need one. Like, I need one. Like,
I'm out. You don't need 8. That'll last you a year and a half.
Maybe at that point you offer some money, but, like, that's ridiculous.
No, we have to not be scumbags to one another during these times.
My mic just dropped.
I saw that. You got a limp mic, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't believe you're telling people about that.
Okay. I'll just, there you go. We'll do it this way. So here's what's going to happen.
But yeah,
now,
by the way, the stores were wild.
Yeah,
so I wasn't able to get chicken breasts either day.
So was mine yesterday. So here's what's going to happen. Sports talk radio, you guys know, it's a chance to sit down and talk sports, right? Like people call in, they talk to the hosts, we talk about the current events in sports, we talk about the hot topics and the hot takes and all that stuff. Now it's kind of like, I don't know, an entertainment area, right? This is a chance for us to talk. And
we're going
to
become Dude Radio.
Yeah, God.
Kinda. I mean, you know, like Ira and the Douche, do you ever watch? Of course you didn't watch. From Parks and Rec, you never watched Parks and Rec?
No.
There's they do like the mock radio guys.
Oh, do they?
Nick Kroll plays one of the characters.
And they talk like this.
Yeah, they're the morning show guys. And they're Ira and the Douche. And they play like fart sound effects all the time. So, like, in a way, we're kind of going Ira and the Douche way.
I guess. I mean, that's what we're going to do. And but but it's going to be, hey,
I ran the douche.
We're talking about, like, Mike from Del Ran's on the line. He's talking about playing Madden. Like, that's the stuff that we're going to talk about. And because
I really want to set up, like, a league or something.
Because you and I are sort of the younger generation here at the station. Like,
well, I'm, what, 12 years older than you, but actually, like, 20 years younger because
yeah,
you're a boomer.
And I'm 60. But I still play 2K, albeit 2K17.
Come on,
so, like,
man.
That's the stuff that we're going to be able to talk about is like, playing video games in the meantime.
Should we start a GoFundMe for Andrew's new video game
system?
No,
I don't want to do that. Here, I say, hey, listen, every time somebody brings something up like that, like, oh, start a GoFundMe for it. No, I go, all right, you know what? Start a GoFundMe for something that is actually more relevant.
Yeah.
Especially now.
You can buy your own damn Xbox.
Especially now, when people need toilet paper, start a GoFundMe for somebody's toilet paper fund at this point. But, like, this is the stuff we're going to talk about, and we're going to have fun. And Jamie and I are still going to be here every single Saturday except next week. Next week, I got Mom's birthday. I don't know what you're doing.
No, we're supposed to fly to Myrtle Beach, and I'm trying to get my family to cancel.
Wow.
I just don't want my parents.
Wow. Okay.
It's not about me. Like, no, I'm not concerned about me and my sister and wife.
It's at that point.
I'm concerned about my parents.
So we still want to have fun. I mean, the number, you guys know it. It's 610-632-0975. We didn't come in here today going, all right, what should the Eagles do this offseason?
But selfishly,
it's still coming up.
I hope, because we'll find out basically by tomorrow if the new league year is going to start this
week. That'll be Wednesday. It's going to be Wednesday at 4 o'clock.
Well, Monday, the free agents can start discussing their contracts.
The legal tampering and all that stuff.
Which is hilarious to me.
I don't understand what that means, but whatever.
It means you can legally cheat.
Like, we can still talk Byron Jones, and we can still talk draft. But there are some things that I do want to get into sports related. And again, the number is 610-632-0975. And it's some of the topics that came up yesterday. One of them being whether or not the NCAA should still put out the bracket.
Are you kind of stunned they didn't postpone?
No, I'm not stunned. Because
really? I thought they would have tried to give it a month.
Because it's too
much. And I don't think you could go longer than, like, say, April Madness.
Because these kids aren't paid, like, what are you going to do once they go home? Like, I get it. They would probably get a free flight out, but, I mean, these kids aren't paid. These kids got to start moving forward toward their lives, especially the seniors. Now, of course, the NCAA did announce that spring sports will have an extra year of eligibility.
Yeah, it's surprising to see them do something right.
Yeah. Is basketball spring or winter? Now that I think about it,
it's probably winter.
Anyways, they should get an extra year of eligibility. Anyone who is related to what's going on.
Yeah, but it did only say spring athletes.
So, but they should still reconsider that.
They should give basketball guys an extra year of eligibility.
So, one of the big topics was, should they still announce the NCAA bracket?
I think they should.
I think they should. And it has nothing to do with, like, with betting and all that stuff. It has to do with...
You don't mess with the men's rituals!
It has to do with the kids. It's for the kids, man.
I mean, it would be something to do. You know what I mean? Like, we could fill out the brackets.
And you can do simulated games and all that kind of stuff. And that's what a lot of people are doing. But it's...
So have they... I haven't seen, because there's so much news lately. Have they said we're not releasing the brackets?
They're still debating it. They haven't said they're doing it or they're not doing it. But
why not?
I kind of want them to, but...
Is it going to irritate the people that think they have an easier path to the championship? Like, if you're a Gonzaga and all of a sudden you get a draw where you're like, oh, that was a piece of cake. Is that going to make it more aggravating?
Well, here's the two ways to look at it. It's that way. Like, the Gonzagas that go, oh, my God, we would have gotten...
Yeah, we would have won.
We would have won no problem. Like, why did you do that
first
to us?
First ever championship. Why did you rub their face?
Give us this trophy.
Yeah.
The other way is... those like 14 seeds, right? The ones that are like, were we going to make the I don't even know if I was going to make the tournament.
But it might be
cool.
Because
all the conference tournaments didn't happen, or the majority of them didn't happen. So they want to see whether or not they even made the tournament. And that would be kind of cool. If you're a senior and
you're
not coming back and you have no idea if you were even going to make the tournament, and then you see that your school gets pops up like that right there.
Yeah, at least I can tell my grandkids, hey, I made the tournament my senior year. We didn't get to play it.
Back in the coronavirus.
Yeah. Look up coronavirus on Wikipedia. And that's why I got canceled.
But that's why we made it. We made it now.
That would be cool for those types of...
So, like, that's one topic that's out there right now in the world of sports. The other ones, like... The Masters. I mean,
that bummed me.
That getting pushed to, they didn't announce yet. They think,
April 5th, the PGA has suspended play till, and then the Augusta controls the Masters. So they have a week.
Do the Players' Championship?
No.
Because that's a major.
It's probably.
Right? Like, so does everything get pushed back?
I don't know.
Or do you go right into the Masters?
I'm sure everybody is just trying to logistically see how far they can push and maneuver things around. Right now, until by April 5th, they'll try and have a better plan. But
that's the thing. It's like
they're going through every contingency plan under the sun.
Because we're flying dark right now. We have no idea if April 5th is even going to be when things are cleared up. Right? Like,
oh yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What if it's May 5th?
They probably have like six different columns of contingency plans.
Right.
And it's kind of a wait and see process.
Like the Boston Marathon was probably the smartest group to do
September,
it.
September, yeah.
They're going all the way to September. And there's a couple of reasons why. You can't do a marathon in July, right?
It's
hot as hell outside.
Health concerns, yeah.
And the other thing is training. Like people need to be able to train. So they need to know, okay, I have until September to do my training, to run my 10 miles this day, 15 miles that day.
Yeah, it was smart to push it. But they have the luxury of being able to do that. The other leagues don't really have that luxury because of the calendar. Like I was supposed to be at an event tonight, the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick event downtown, and they just said it's rescheduled September 18th.
Okay,
like we're not taking any chances anytime in the near future. Like I think a lot of people that have that freedom to make that type of move will.
Right,
but obviously the sports leagues because of the calendar
and we'll see. Speaking of the calendar, the other two and this is all open. You guys can talk about whatever you want, but these are the sort of the sports angles that we're getting into today. The NHL and NBA, this is what fascinates me the most right now. And the MLB. For the NHL and NBA, when it eventually starts again, you know, they've been saying it's a 30-day suspension of the league. We don't know if that's the case or not. They're just saying that that's a nice even number to throw out.
Mark Cuban seems to think that the NBA has a plan in place that could push it through August, if need be.
So, do you start from where you were in the regular season? Or do you go right into the playoffs?
I almost think you have to go right into the playoffs.
That's what I think they have to do. I don't give a damn if you are the ninth seed right now in the East, the West, and
tough.
You're a game out. Sorry.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
It was out of our control.
Let me tell you something. Jonas Valanciunas, I love you so much. You and the Memphis Grizzlies. You're going to get bounced in the first round in four games.
Yeah.
So like,
are they the ninth seed out there?
I think they're eighth or ninth right now.
Okay.
So they're battling. That's all I know. But
you're only following the Valanciunases of the league.
Let's say they're the ninth seed of the Western Conference, and they're like, oh, but we still have a chance.
Oh, they're eighth right now.
Wow. Okay.
They got
end the season today.
The Trailblazers. I forgot how bad they fell off.
Well,
they've
had so many injuries.
They have a 3.5 game lead on the Trailblazers.
Okay.
So like that's a perfect situation.
So Portland.
Hey, sorry, tough.
Like
Dame Lillard's hurt. You guys didn't make it this year.
You got 12 games left, and you're 3.5 back. You're probably not gonna make it to the playoffs. And if you did, Portland, you're going to lose in four games.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to win
anything. Wasn't Portland the 3 seed last year?
Yeah.
Wow, they really fell off.
Yeah, they fell. Well, you know, Nurkic was still hurt, and, Damian Lillard
was
hurt.
We suck again!
So, I look at it, and I go, all right, you need to just start the playoffs right away.
God, the Lakers, man.
And then, same with the NHL. Now, the thing that sucks, and here's for Flyers fans to talk about today, 610-632-0975. Flyers still have every chance to get the one to finish first place in the Metropolitan Division.
But you can't convince me they weren't winning the cup this year.
But if you end the regular season, like let's say, all right, regular season's over as of today. When we return play, it's going to start the playoffs. You're not going to be the one seed.
Yeah, what's the stupid tiebreaker? It doesn't make any sense in the NHL.
It was regulation wins.
Yes.
Yes. And the Capitals have more regulation wins than the Flyers. So, if you did that, the Flyers would not be in first place of the Metropolitan Division, and now they're the second place team going into the playoffs. And that could make a difference from a cup run, right? Who knows?
It could.
So if you go, all right, well, I'd rather just get right to the playoffs right now. Let's go. But then again, then there's like, okay, the time to get back into playing shape. Like, are you going to have an exhibition before the playoffs?
The Flyers haven't said anything about skate zone getting closed down like the Sixers facility, have they?
I didn't see it.
Because the Sixers facility is shut down.
But the NHL.
So my question is basically, like, I wonder if they have the option of working out at the team facility.
It's a good question.
And staying in skating shape.
Because the morning they suspended the league, the NHL, they they said you're not allowed to do morning skate.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the NHL put down a demand. You're not allowed to go to morning skate. You're not allowed to have any.
But I thought that was
TVs.
Only temporary until they made their decision.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that.
I'm not going
to
say something.
I'll text some
wrong.
People.
Okay, you do that. So
but
that's
to that point of staying in shape. That's
huge.
It's crucial.
So if you're not in shape, all of a sudden it's game one of the playoffs, and you're like,
oh I don't have my skating legs.
Yeah, like. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Are you going to start right into the playoffs? Or are you
let's just
start...
get them all on HGH during the bye.
And then the last
let's
one.
Let's pump them up with German HGH.
The
man.
Last one. And this is the dumbest one of all. And of course it's baseball. Because why wouldn't it be baseball?
Yeah, because baseball loves shooting itself in the foot.
They are still going to try and play all 162 games from Bob Nightingale, quote, subject to change. And I put out a tweet yesterday, quote, subject to change, .. It better change.
Yeah.
If they don't start again until May, and you're still trying to play 162 games, you're
going
to
go until late October, early November.
You're either playing like two doubleheaders
a
week,
or you squeeze in a bunch of doubles,
and or you do the backloaded schedule, and with weather and stuff, you could be playing in December.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And what if like the Yankees make the World Series?
Just abbreviate take out interleague play and get it down to 135, 140, something like that. You know what I mean?
I don't even care that. Well, no, interleague play is gone now, right? It's obviously it's still interleague play, but you remember how like the Phillies played
the
Royals in the second week.
It's looser
season.
Than it used to be.
So,
but just get rid of something like that and shorten the season.
But I don't know if you can
play baseball into November.
I don't know if you can do that schedule wise because of I think what you have to do, in my opinion, is if the Phillies start playing April 27th, whoever their schedule says April 27th, that's who you're playing, and everything that you missed that just never happened because you have this. The baseball schedule is so complex because there's really only
you play 6 days a week.
Yeah. So you can't just be like, oh, you guys were originally scheduled to go to Kansas City here.
You're going to play
the Marlins.
One shift throws the whole schedule.
Yeah, so you can't do that.
You might have to just pick it up where it starts.
That's what they have to do. Pick it up where it starts. There is no way they can backload the schedule.
Yeah, that would be a disaster.
I mean, the Yankees, remember Mr. November, Derek Jeter? It's because they played into early November that World Series. If you try to put 162 games still and you started mid-late April, and remember, because they did close facilities earlier this week, or it was like yesterday, they're still going to need a spring training. Pitchers need to stretch out their arms.
Yeah, well, that's...
Aaron Nola missed his start last week because of the flu, right?
Yeah.
That missed start last week with the regular season starting
through his opening day in jeopardy.
Yeah, so baseball, like, they need... Once they announce, all right, as of today, April 5th, baseball's back. They need 2 weeks to get ready again.
Yeah.
So you can't backload the regular season.
Yeah.
Or you'll be playing into late November, December. And if it's the teams like the Yankees that are in the World Series, I mean, you're going to be in New York in November and December?
Yeah, that's a disaster.
You can't do that. But of course, baseball's stupid.
Of course they are.
You know it's my favorite sport. They're stupid.
Yes.
They're terribly run.
They've been stupid for a long time.
So that's the kind of stuff we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about how they should handle the remaining schedules of the NBA and the NHL. Should they push back the new league year in the NFL? You and I both say no.
Yeah, Skype it up. We have these things called FaceTimes, Skypes.
You don't have to have in-person
Guess what?
Meetings.
Pretty much every NFL facility is state-of-the-art.
Yes.
So it's not like you need to get to the facility to see, oh, well, the Eagles' weight room is nicer than the Giants' weight room.
Yeah.
And if the money's the same, these players know where they're going.
It's not the vet anymore.
Yeah.
It's not there's rats in the ceiling.
You don't have to visit. You can do everything on FaceTime. Yeah, like body language. I guess it's an interview. But it's rare you're bringing in a player where you don't already kind of have a decision made on them.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not like the guy's going to sell you on giving me $38 million guaranteed as opposed to 30. Like, you pretty much know. You've done your research.
Yes.
The in-person stuff, I don't think, is necessary. So I hope the NFL schedule stays on track here.
So we got a lot to talk about today. Believe
the draft
or not,
will be digital.
They have to do it.
They're not going to.
They can't cancel the draft. Yeah, exactly. Digital. As little as there is going on right now, there is a lot going on right now, and there's a lot of talk about, and it's a lot of planning to talk about. So the number to get in today, 610-632-0975. Mike and Vince, you guys hang tight. What should they do with the remaining schedules for both the NBA and the NHL? What should they do with the schedule for the MLB? Should they backload the rest of the regular season and play later into the year where the World Series could go into mid-November and, heck, it could even go to December? I say no. There's no way they should do that. The NFL new league year, do you want that to start on time this Wednesday at 4 p.m.? I say yes, it has to. You don't have to do things in person. And then the other stuff. What are you doing during your time where there is no sports? Because there is no sports. Last night, I was losing my mind because there was nothing I could watch. There was nothing I could bet on. Yeah, I know. I get it. Addiction, whatever. There was nothing I could pay attention to yesterday, and I was losing my mind. And then the other fun thing, drive-through versus going inside the establishment.
Oh, get ready for some Sal Tunas boomer energy.
If you want to make a bet, guess which one of us does the drive-through, and guess which one of us still goes into the establishment and has nice face-to-face interaction with the person. 610-632-0975. He's Jamie Lynch.
It's not robots running the drive-thru.
I'm Andrew Salchunas. Taking you till noon right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
929-975 The Fanatic. I'm Andrew Salchunas alongside Jamie Lynch. We're taking you till noon right here on The Fanatic. Chunas and the bro. We got two open lines right now, 610-632-0975. And the big sports topic that we can come up with, because, yeah, you know, we got nothing, right? The big we got nothing.
I mean, we can talk and talk and talk.
Yes. But the big sports
there are
topic,
no live sports to react to.
Exactly. No. So right now it's what is next? What are the plans? Like what do we need to talk about? And to me it's,
by the way, did you see the Philadelphia Health Commissioner's statement yesterday?
He's a moron.
That Philadelphia is tougher than any virus?
You're a moron.
Is the coronavirus a Mount Rushmore of viruses? 610-632.
I read that, and here's the thing.
I cringed when I read that,
and here's the thing. I tweeted about it.
Does the coronavirus bring its lunch pail and hard hat to work?
I tweeted about it. You know who loved that statement. It was the guy who followed Machado into Citizens Bank Park, the construction worker.
Why are you singling him out?
Because he's the type of guy that goes, yeah. Yeah, I'll mess the virus up. throw some hands at that virus.
If he could see where it was coming from.
Yeah, exactly.
He would mess that up.
But, like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, come on, dude. You're a moron for even saying we're tougher than any virus. Shut up. Anyway.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, that guy's smarter than me. He's got degrees. Yep. He's got so many more degrees than me.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he even have one degree at this point. Anyways.
Yeah, I totally sidetracked you.
Anyways. The leagues have to now plan what's next for their schedules. Whether or not they should finish the regular season in both the NBA and NHL, or if they should go right to the playoffs. And if they do go right to the playoffs, what do they do before that? Because they have to give them, like, at least one exhibition game. Or are you going to make them do, like, the inter-team play where they have their own scrimmages and stuff like that? I don't know. And then in the MLB, do they backload?
Sam was saying, because her fiance is in the Pirates minor league system, she was saying they already canceled. They're having them come in and they're working out, but they canceled her squad.
I heard her and I talked about that.
And I was like, why? What's the point?
What's the difference between
if you're playing or working out in the gym together? Like, just.
If anything, I feel like working out in the gym together is more gross at this point.
Yeah, probably. My sister texted me last night. She's like, yeah, I'm going to the gym. And I was like,
why?
And I was like, why?
Just come
over and use the Peloton if you want. Like, just don't. Like, that's gross.
I was talking about that with someone here yesterday. I was like, the gym on a good day is still the most disgusting place on earth.
Yeah.
And now you're doing it during this time. There's no way. But anyways, should the MLB still try to play 162 games? I say hell no. And I'm a big baseball guy. There's no way you can try to be playing. It's a warm weather sport. There's no way you should still try to play that sport in months of October where it's still going to be regular season. It's not even going to be playoffs yet.
Yeah.
Right? October baseball might not be playoffs yet. Maybe the beginning of October is still regular season.
Yeah.
And then you'll be going into November.
Yeah, it's a disaster.
And who knows how long it could go? It could go to December.
So. Yeah, and we didn't have a winner this year, so you might be able, but you're rolling the dice.
Big time. So, Mr. Rob Manfred, unless you're doing like a neutral site World
Series. Well, he's an idiot, so he's going to screw this up.
Yeah. He was an idiot about the Astros thing and actually made baseball better.
Yeah.
But are you going to do neutral site? It's got to be a dome field in Florida?
I guess. I mean, nobody uses Tropicana Field anyway,
That's
right?
That's what I'm saying.
So it's up for grabs.
Like, if it's the World Series, whatever. All right, let's talk to some people. And we also want to know, what are you guys doing during your time off? Are you just going to be playing a lot of video games? Luka Doncic put out a tweet yesterday. You probably didn't watch it, the Fairly Odd Parents, because you're a little older than I am.
The what?
The Fairly Odd Parents.
I have no idea.
It was the
Lindsay Lohan?
It was on Nickelodeon. He had two fairy godparents, Timmy Turner.
No idea.
Yeah, look it up. But there's a scene.
I probably won't be doing that.
There's a scene where the kid's playing the video game nonstop and his eyes are like bloodshot. Yeah. And Luka Doncic just put out that gif. Like, that's all he put out. And then another player in the league quote tweeted and said, yep, that's all we're doing right now.
Yeah, so I want to try and set something up. All right. Maybe we can get a...
I know somebody wants to play some Madden Online. That's Mike and Del Rey. What's up, Mike?
Come on, guys.
What's up? How you doing,
Mike? I don't know the last time I played Madden, to be honest with you.
All right, so let me tell you what you got to do. First of all, you guys got to take those old-ass Xbox Ones or whatever you call them and trade that man and use some of that income tax money and get yourself a new Xbox, all right?
I have the newest one. Yeah, the old boomer over here is still on the 360.
Somebody asked me the other day.
Is that internet-friendly?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
So somebody asked me the other day because I was putting – I don't know if you saw on Twitter. I put out some fake betting lines on my 2K17 franchise mode.
Geez.
And I was like, who you guys got?
Wait, does it handicap it for you or are you making the
I made it up myself, and it actually came pretty close. And then somebody goes – you know, it'd be really cool if you could live stream this so we could watch. I was like, do you think I know how to do that?
It's Twitch. We do it every day.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
Oh, man. 2K17, I guess the game you had before that still had Jordan on the Wizards.
Yeah.
So here's what me and my buddies did. It's really cool. So in Madden, you can play a franchise, right?
Yeah.
And what we did is we had an online franchise. You can have up to 32 people play on this online franchise. And the week doesn't progress until everybody's played their games. But what we did was we took 8 guys and we put every single division in a hat, right? And everybody pulled from the hat. So there'd be one representative from every division, right? So then whatever division you got to pick whatever team you wanted in that division. Huh. We played it that way. And, man, it was fun. We played a whole season or two where you're still doing the, you know, free agents.
That sounds pretty awesome. Who'd you end up with?
Well, because I ran it, I had the NFC East.
Oh, nice. Of course.
I cheated. But man, I'll tell you what, I didn't think it was going to last. We ended up playing like 2 full seasons out of it. It was just over the span of like 3 or 4 months. We just agreed we'd try to play 3 games. And what was cool about it is every once in a while, obviously, you're going to play one of the other guys.
Yeah,
but
that is
that
cool.
Way, when the playoffs come, you have an opportunity that all of 8 of you guys get in the playoffs. It was fun, man. We put money to, you know.
That's pretty awesome. Can you guys join because in FIFA, like me and my buddies created a team that we can all play for. Like there'd be 6 of us on one team. Can you do that in Madden or no?
You could do it, but not with your own character. Like you can do it where you can all play on like the ultimate team, I think.
Okay.
All on the same team,
but, that's what they, okay.
But I mean, I don't know. I don't really mess with it.
Well, Mike, this is our new reality. So, I'm diving head first.
So I'm in. So you guys let me know. I'll get you the information once Andrew gets a new Xbox. And as far as what the league should do, I mean, NFL should do nothing but business as usual.
Right? I really hope they do.
I think so, too.
I understand the draft. Maybe it kind of stinks that you're not going to be able to have people there. But, you know, it's a new age, man. It's a whole new – this is with terrible, tragedies or with things like this comes opportunities, right? So they could be able to figure a way out to do the draft. But as far as hockey and basketball go, depending on when they're allowed to get back out there – you just started with the playoffs. Season ended, the other day.
I think that's the only way.
What I think, Mike. I appreciate the call. That's what I think they have to do.
I think it's the only way.
But I think you have to give them, like, a week to get ready.
There has to be a cutoff date of where you can do that.
Right.
Like, if it's not cleared by, I'll just make up, April 27th, then maybe you just go with the playoffs. Maybe there's a way you can squeeze it in. Starting at that date, because Adam Silver did say, "Well, we could play until August, but there's got to be a date before then where it's like the marker of okay, season continues or the season ends."
Well, so
I'm sure that's what they're trying to come
here's
up
one
with.
One thing you could do
logistically now.
I mean, the NBA regular season goes until April 15th, right? So here's one thing you can do
a month from now.
If it's March 31st where they clear everything, you finish all the games. from March 31st until April 15th.
Yeah.
Like, so the Sixers, March 31st, they have the Rockets. Then they have the Wizards, Orlando, Milwaukee, San Antonio. Like, you finish the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
If this goes until May, then you go right into the playoffs.
Yeah.
If they're fortunate enough to, it comes back March 24th, you still play those. There's still 12 games left after that date.
Yeah.
So it depends when everything's cleared.
Yeah.
But who knows how long this goes. So to me,
I would expect pretty much everything shut down for a minimum of 30 days.
Yeah, I agree.
So I hope it's not longer than 60.
To me, if it goes past the regular season final date for the Sixers of April 15th, you go right into the playoffs.
Yeah.
At least that's what I think they should do. Let's go to Vince in Pennsburg. Vince, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
What's up, Vince?
I'm listening to everybody's thoughts. And my thought really, like the previous caller said, the NFL status quo, they just keep doing whatever they're doing because it's not really affecting them. Major League Baseball's got it the second easiest because, let's be honest, whenever this stops, and let's just go on the hypothetical of 30 days for everybody, and everything comes back April 5th or April 10th or whatever it might be, Major League Baseball can shorten down to a 144.
Yeah.
They've done it before. They can just very easily do that. Maybe give them 2 weeks of preseason or whatever and then just start and cancel the first whatever and make it 144. NBA and NHL, and the only thing that your producer gave me a twist in my thought was ice conditions. But my personal opinion is if it's a month, and I'm not saying if it goes longer than that, then you got to change the concept. But
you
finish the regular season. You play this year the way that it was supposed to. Finish your playoffs whenever they end.
So real quick, Vince.
Conditions can change. But here,
what was it, 16 games remaining in hockey and roughly 20? I'm just trying to do the math out loud with you.
Here's my concept. My concept is you affect this thing next season. You don't start the NBA and the NHL until November or something like that and shorten next year's season because everybody's on an even playing field. This year, you still have playoff seeding that people are fighting for, opportunities to get into the playoffs, and I don't think that and again, I'm only saying a 3 to 4 week delay should affect this calendar year.
Yeah, it's an interesting thought, Vince. I don't hate that. There's also been an owner in the NBA that's pushing for that new calendar anyway, where the league wouldn't start until like December. So it could be a decent trial run to maybe experiment with that. You know,
the only concern your producer gave me was he's right. Ice conditions for hockey could be the limiting factor on how late you could actually go into a season.
Yeah.
But NBA...
Yeah, there's no reason.
There's no reason. Just start it later. Nobody cares about NBA until Christmas anyway.
It's true.
So, realistically, NHL might have to go directly into the playoffs, which, obviously, I'm a huge Flyers fan. Whether we're the one or the two seed, I'm not worried about that part of it. I was only looking at the fact of there are really good battles going on for the, you know, 6-7, the wild card seeding, that I'd like to see. I like hockey. I want to see
that. And we all know, Vince, and appreciate the call of that.
Yeah, thanks, Vince.
You know, once you get in, you have a chance, right? Especially now.
And hockey's the most, the definition of that.
Right.
Get in and you got a chance.
But then, like, the NBA thing, it's like, okay, the Sixers have a chance of either finishing as the fifth seed or the sixth seed. So they're either going to face the Heat, or they're going to face the Celtics. And I'm a Sixers fan.
I'd rather face the Heat,
but... At this point, I'd rather just go right into the playoffs. Now, Anthony M. Schmall tweets in a great point. He goes, imagine how out of shape Joel Embiid
would
be.
Oh, I talked about that the other day.
Oh,
I mean,
man. When
he goes out for an injury, it takes him at least... He looked good the other night, I will say, for his first game back, but that happened his last injury, too. The first game, he looked good, and then second and third games, he looked not so good.
Well, listen, he's not hurt right now, so you better still be working out, Joe.
I brought that up to Bob. I was like, look, I know they're rich and have access to whatever they want, but like... This is really on the players now, with no team facility open.
Right.
So it's 100% on them to stay in shape. Yeah, I mean, Ben Simmons is hurt, so he's limited,
right.
I'm sure. But Joel and everybody else, it's on them to find a place to work out and stay ready, because I do kind of think the NBA season's coming back, and if they come back, I believe the NHL will come back and they'll figure it out. But Yeah, this is 100% on the players right now.
Two open lines, 610-632-0975. How should they handle the rest of the NHL NBA regular seasons? How should they handle the MLB regular season? Should they backload the season? I don't think they should. Just cut the season. I don't care. And a big conversation that we're going to have coming up at 10 o'clock, the drive-through versus walking into the establishment. We're going to have that conversation because it's necessary. He's Jamie Lynch. I'm Andrew Salchudas. Thank you till noon right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, come up at 10 o'clock. We'll get into the drive-thru versus walking in. Because, of course, Jamie and I are opposites on that. We're opposites on probably everything in life.
A lot of
stuff. I love you, but I think we're opposites on everything. What do we have in common? We're both drinking iced coffees right now, I guess.
Yeah, look at that.
Do you go sweetened?
Unsweetened.
I go unsweetened.
And I go light cream.
I go light cream.
How about I go red eye? A shot of espresso.
I don't do that, but whatever.
Yeah. Close enough.
But we don't.
We play softball together.
We do play softball. And we're both in left field because it's four outfielders.
Yeah. So left field and you're left center.
Yeah. But I'm like more of like, cover both sides because the kid next to me absolutely sucks. Doesn't know how to throw a baseball. He's been playing softball for 20 years. He doesn't know how to throw.
Jeez, Andy.
I'll call him out.
Oh,
he steps with the same leg. What are you doing? You've been playing this sport for 15 years. And you can't throw. And he's out there because he's fast. There was one time company softball. You guys all do it.
Wow. Aaron, the company laundry.
There was a ball
softball
in the gap, and he picked it up. And I said, here, flip it. And he goes, no. And then the kid that hit it was laughing, rattling the bases. Oh, man, learn how to throw a ball.
Yeah, but we shut left field down.
Yeah, we did. So that's where we, that's what we have in common.
Yeah.
Too late to dump all that? I don't think so. Anyways, what should the scheduling guys do for NBA? He probably was. NHL, NBA, should they finish the regular seasons depending on whenever the suspension ends? And then MLB, should they backload the season? There's no way they should. So we're talking about that. We're having fun. This is the time where we always have fun, but like this is the time where we go, all right, what are you guys doing right now? Like, what are you doing to pass time? Because this is so weird for all of us. So weird. I had no idea what to do with you last night.
Did you stock up on booze for the house?
I didn't, but I'm going to today.
Yeah, the liquor store yesterday was fine. It wasn't like grocery store chaos.
Here's the thing. So you asked me earlier, is this like affecting my life? Am I going to a bar? I didn't want to go to a big bar yesterday. I didn't want to. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I think if it's still smaller, contained bars that aren't packed, I think you're probably fine.
So
the reality is it's everywhere.
Right.
So yeah, I know, at this you know point, what right? I mean? Like,
so right now we're having the discussion, me and my buddies. We're either going to go to a small bar night, or I might just have them over at my house.
Yeah, that's probably the better alternative.
If I just do it at my house, I gotta go stock up.
You gonna what's the 30 pack of choice there?
Come on, dude.
You Bud Light, man.
Come on, man.
Natty Light?
Come on, man.
Are you not a beast?
I'm a Miller Light, man.
A Miller Light.
And a Labatt Blue.
I like Labatt Blue.
I love a Labatt Blue.
Canadians do a nice beer.
Especially on Free Beer Fridays on that 975 middays. Let's go to Joe in Bryn Mawr. Joe, you're on 975 The Fanatic.
Hi, guys. I wanted to agree with the last caller. You have to be careful with hockey and basketball not to push the season too close to next year's start. They would have to make an adjustment maybe have a cutoff date for the playoffs.
Yeah, there's definitely going to have to be a cutoff date in mind.
Yeah. The other thing is, I'm just speaking as a regular Philadelphia sports fan, and this is scary. 5 weeks ago, I saw that the Milan soccer team shut its doors. Now, they're bigger to Italy than the Eagles are to Philadelphia or the Lakers are to L.A. And the people in charge of this country couldn't see this coming and get more prepared. Just as a regular sports fan, I saw that. I said, wow, this is really something. And it's like, you know, the guy in the White House is like lying and fumbling and bumbling every day. It's scary.
Yeah, I mean, I think as a country, we were mostly underprepared for this, and frankly, there was no reason to be if you had been reading up on what was going around the world. You know, like I knew somebody yesterday that came off a flight from Rome, Italy, and just walked through Philadelphia International without a test done, without really being interviewed. Actually, they were asked where they were, and he said in Rome, and it didn't matter, and they were just like, okay. And, you know, like stuff like that, it's just like, how?
And without sports, it's like we're lost in the desert. It's just ridiculous.
I know.
You know?
What's it, so, Joe, what are you going to do to pass time?
I've been watching the news, but it's 24/7, you know, virus coverage.
Yeah, I'm out on the news.
That's the thing, and I appreciate the call. Like, that's the thing.
You were just telling me about a great tweet during the break.
Oh, my God, yeah. Okay, hold on, I got to find it. It was such an incredible tweet, and I feel like a lot of people are... feeling this certain type of way right now. I can't find it.
It was basically like, wow, walk downstairs in my house and there was a woman on the couch.
Turns out she's my wife.
She seems nice.
Like, you know.
That's funny. I mean, we got to laugh and we'll go.
Yeah. Like, my wife makes the joke, but it's real. She's like,
well,
so,
she's a nurse.
She goes, so do you want to like watch a show because you can't watch sports? I'm like, I guess.
You're not really a show guy at all.
I like a few. Like I'm in on Better Call Saul right now. Like,
okay.
I'm watching the current season. I missed the first four episodes.
Yeah, we have it on the DVR. We haven't watched this season yet because we're watching other stuff. But I
was a big Breaking Bad guy, so like okay. That's why.
But you won't juggle multiple shows at once.
No, I can't. So I did. She got me hooked on the Stranger Things.
Okay,
and I binged all three seasons. Right, or there's four.
Yeah, three. I think
I watched all of it, but I couldn't like.
Get back. They just released the new trailer.
I couldn't do an episode of Stranger Things and then an episode of Better Call Saul. Like,
yeah.
My mind doesn't work that way.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I just went. I just went straight through, and then I was like, all right, now I'll get back to Better Call Saul. I didn't start the fourth season yet, so I watched the fourth season. Here I am now on the fifth one. But, yeah, I can't.
I can give you a whole litany of lists to watch.
See, I can't. I don't know. Like, I don't know what I want to do. Like, here's the other thing. I'm moving next month.
Yeah.
Right? In 2 weeks, I'm moving.
Yeah,
so
we're putting our house up for sale relatively soon. So we're getting a lot of like painting and stuff we'd normally have to get done.
I have people coming by. So we're close with our landlord, but like we have a good relationship with our landlord. We're like, all right, listen, we'll do whatever we can to help out. They have people coming to the house today. And like as soon as somebody walks in and coughs, I'm going to be like, yo, dude, like, the door's over there.
Yeah.
Like, don't cough in my house. But that's the other thing now. It's like, how is that affecting, and I know Anthony's been doing this, like how has this been affecting your jobs? Like I feel for UPS drivers, FedEx drivers, Amazon drivers. I said yesterday that they're going to have so much more work now. There was a FedEx driver that texted Anthony yesterday or something where he normally does like 100 deliveries a day.
Mm-hmm.
He was at 180 yesterday.
Yeah.
So he had 80 more deliveries because people were probably doing the...
Well, it's also, I mean... I hate to say it, but this is how things spread also. Like, a lot of people are going to go to grocery delivery now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, your Instacart and your Amazons and all that stuff. And those people don't get paid sick leave. So if they have it or are subjected to it, then they're delivering it to 40 different houses.
Yeah, that's why as soon as you get it, you wash your hands.
So
right?
It's just like, you know.
But
it's going to be really tough to stop the spread of it. And,
no,
you know,
you're
that's,
right.
That's
but
what
you
is.
Should do is tip your FedEx driver, your UPS driver, your Amazon driver. Because if you're going to be ordering more, especially if you never order like to begin with, like you're like, oh, I don't want to leave my house.
Have you ever done delivery grocery?
I have not.
It's awesome.
Is it?
Yeah.
There's one thing.
Well, because I hate the grocery. Like, I like it, but I get out of control there.
Yeah.
Like, she sends me for 6 things, and I walk out with 20 things. Because I'll be like, oh, shortbread cookies.
A thing of
bacon for the fridge. You know, so I have, like, no self-control in the grocery store.
That was bad yesterday.
Yeah. Dude, I spent $350 in the last 2 days at Target.
Oh, I have
just on stuff.
$350? You just spent 2 days?
Yeah. Two different trips. One was 200, one was like 100.
So coming up, I'll tell my nightmare story at the grocery store yesterday because they were directing whoever the manager is at the Acme on Ridge Avenue, I credit you because he was like directing you go to line one.
Oh,
you
good.
Go. So it's
air
not
traffic
like,
control.
Yeah.
Good, but good,
course,
good idea.
Of course I got behind the lady.
Oh no.
$400. And she had coupons.
Oh,
one
geez.
Open line, 610-622-0975.
You're coupon shaming.
I'm Andrew South Shooter. It's taking you till noon right here on the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Straight up 10 o'clock, 97.5 The Fanatic. One open line.
You want straight up on me on this pie day.
All right. Do you really have to do that?
I can't believe you have a pie day story.
I have a pie day story.
That's ridiculous. We can do it whenever you want. I can't believe that you have a pie day story.
I'll tell that at 10:30. And it was...
And this is not like you're some nerd
No.
It's like your John Nash beautiful mind on pie day.
No, it's quite the opposite because I was such an idiot and needed to improve one of my grades. So,
what's your favorite pie?
You know... I like a pumpkin pie.
Really?
I love a lemon meringue.
Yeah!
I love a lemon meringue
Hell
pie.
Yeah. I love lemon meringue.
You and I are seeing eye to eye.
I love a lemon meringue.
You know what I'm not a big fan of?
Apple.
I'm not an apple pie guy.
I get it. It needs ice cream. It needs an accompaniment.
Yeah. And like...
A pie should be able to stand on its own, and an apple pie needs vanilla ice cream.
I feel bad. My mother-in-law makes a delicious apple pie, and I like it.
I don't love it.
But it's like, you know.
I'll take a blueberry or a mixed berry.
I'm in on the mixed berry.
Oh, hot.
And then I like...
Like a cobbler?
Like a Boston cream pie.
Yeah, I'm out on Boston cream.
I'm a big, I don't need the crust.
What?
No, like, I could do, like, just, like, the cream pie. I love the crust, don't get me wrong. But, like, I could live off just that part.
No.
Yeah.
The cream needs the crust.
It doesn't need
it. It's a perfect marriage.
It doesn't need it. By the way, it does.
I'll tell my pie day story. I can't believe you have a pie day story.
At like 10:30 because we have to open up something else. But before I even do that, there's of course a great tweet. There's a lot of tweets out there right now that we can all relate to.
Yeah.
And somebody posted just a montage of Brad Pitt.
A mother bleeping montage.
Eating food in his movies. And the tweet is, me eating all my quarantine groceries in the first night.
I was thinking about that last night. I kind of had the late night snacks, and I went into the cupboard and I was like, "Ooh, it's like fully stocked. I gotta be responsible."
My house is never fully stocked.
Yeah,
but right now it is in case something happens. Yeah. Right, like I was one of those the crazy people that went out there. But like,
yeah, I gotta be careful.
I had a few pops last night, and I'm like, "This chicken nuggets,
yeah."
Look pretty good.
Yeah, I got home from our dinner and I had a couple drinks and I was like, oh, I could eat a lot.
Anyways, so we'll get to the phones in a second, but right now the biggest topic that's up for debate is whether or not you still go if you do the drive-thru or you go in. And of course, like,
I can't believe this isn't even an option.
But why wouldn't we disagree on this? This morning I texted you, I was like, yo, you want some Starbucks? And you said you already went. And there's one right down the street from here, and it has a drive-thru.
The guy didn't give me a straw in the drive-thru today.
And that's when I knew that you went drive-thru.
Yeah, and I didn't even... Normally, I'd recognize that it wasn't given to me and would ask, but I just was out of it this morning.
So, I prefer going inside.
Oh, you would?
I think it's quicker. I would rather...
That's debatable.
I think it's quicker.
Debatable.
It depends. Like, if there's no cars in the drive-thru, I'll probably go drive-thru. But that place is always... There's always a line of cars, no matter what time.
Yeah, but it's not that bad. They're pretty efficient.
So, I would prefer going in.
You would.
I've done the drive-thru. Like, there's a Wendy's in Manyunk that I've done the drive-thru.
That's a beautiful Wendy's.
It is a beautiful Wendy's.
They got a fireplace in there.
And sometimes you have to do the drive-thru because they actually close the inside at 10 o'clock at night. So, you have to do drive-thru. So, I've come home from... games and it's like, all right, like I'm craving a little Wendy's,
a little junior bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah, so I have to do the drive through. But then again, there's like 12 cars in line because you can't even walk inside.
Yeah,
I would Thoughts prefer prayers, going inside. Andrew. I would prefer, you know, it's not like
you're such a man.
What's your order? I would rather go. Oh, you said, what's my order? Oh, because I can actually hear you, not through this little damn speaker that never works.
Yeah.
I would prefer going inside. Uh-huh. You, of course, are a drive-thru guy.
Why would I want to get out of the car?
Yeah. See, that's lazy. Go inside.
Even if it's... Why? I get to listen to my music. I don't have to, like, get coughed on.
It's a nice day out today.
Yeah, it's great.
You you're going to get coughed on when they open up the window. Here's your...
I'm not worried about Janice behind me in line hacking along up while she's ordering some McNuggets. All right? I got the sanctity of my own car. If it takes 2 minutes longer, I didn't have to get out. I didn't have to touch handles. I'm good.
Really?
Yeah. And then I pull up my trusty Starbucks app. Boop. They scan me. And I'm out.
I like going inside. And then if they mess up my order.
What do you take? 50 napkins for the road, too? And
no,
stuff
I don't
car?
No, because I'm environmental friendly.
Oh, okay. Take some ketchup packets.
But if they hand me my food or my drink or whatever, and I go, oh, this is wrong, I don't have to then park my car.
That's why you glance at it before you leave. You just look in the bag and you go,
no,
all right, that looks right.
You can't do the glance at the window because everybody behind you is like, all right, let's go, dude.
You look in your bag.
Yeah, but what if it's like a burger that's already wrapped up and you didn't want pickles?
I mean, you got to trust.
You don't want pickles.
Then you take the pickles off.
But now it's got the taste of the pickle on there. So
you're like Bob, if a tomato's touched anything he eats, it's trash to him.
No, I'm not like that. But I don't.
Anthony's like that.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Big time.
Oh, big time.
So we'll have that debate up to. Do you do the drive through or do you walk in? I prefer walking.
I mean, the drive through is going to smoke the walk in crowd.
Well, we have a poll up on my account at @asalchunas975. The drive through is winning 63%, going inside 37%.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I get it. We're a lazy society. And we'd rather have everything handed to us and all us. Go inside. Say hello.
Why?
Meet the person. Ask them how their day's
going.
Oh, yeah,
how many friendships do you have from your
walk? Zero.
Exactly.
Zero.
Get the hell out of
there's
here with go inside and talk to people.
At the Starbucks
get
every
the hell
week.
Inside. You still go to malls, don't you?
No. I don't like malls. No, I don't. I get anxious in malls. Okay.
Do you have an Amazon account?
I don't know yet. I'm not checking. All right, let's go to Mike in Nazareth. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
What's up, Mike? How are you?
Good. I was calling to talk about MLB with you guys for a little
bit. Yeah, the schedule and whether or not they should try to still play 162 games and backload the schedule. I say there's no way they should do that because it's going to be too cold when they're playing the playoffs.
If it is only 2 weeks, like they're saying, and they need 2 weeks back, that would still put them beyond where opening day used to start, like the April 6th to April 9th range.
Right.
So I think they could do it that way.
Yeah, and I wonder, like, here's the thing. Here's the confusing part, and Jamie, we can talk about this. It's like the players' associations for each league. Now, the league, the MLB is starting earlier, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's because they want to give players more days off, right? Like the NBA season, there's not as many back-to-backs anymore. So you would have to talk with the players' association, too. Like, you would be losing days off if you're still trying to play all 162 when you're starting at the normal time, mid-April.
Yeah.
And I had one more thing to just, like,
yes.
What your thoughts were on mm-hmm. it?
Yeah, well, go ahead.
I saw some people having a discussion on one of your posts last night being mad about not giving them a refund yet for their tickets. What are your thoughts on that?
So here's the thing, Mike. Yeah, and I think it was one of my tweets yesterday. It was the quote-unquote subject to change. It needs to change. There was a man who was very upset yesterday.
I heard this call. The guy that had the parlay and it got tabled.
No. It wasn't a call. It was on but yes, okay. You're right. He's talking about tickets. Like, not betting tickets. Wow, you're an addict. You think ticket automatically means betting ticket?
Oh, tickets for the remainder of the year.
Or to a game.
Yeah.
So one guy on my...
Well, the league's not canceled yet, so...
Exactly.
So they can't do that.
But he's...
I mean, they could, but then it creates a whole other nightmare if it reopens and...
So the one guy's really upset, and I get it.
I get it if your money's tied up to it.
Well, he... I think he got, like, opening day tickets, which clearly opening day is not going to start on the original date, March 27th, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not local. He's not in Philly. He's like an hour and a half drive. So they already booked like a bus. Like a bunch of them were coming.
Okay.
So that day is not going to happen.
Yeah.
But because that's not, even though they said they pushed back the season, what if like next week they change their mind? They really could. Let's face it. They could just be like, you know what? Nope, we're good. We'll start on time. Nothing's set in stone. Once that date passes, they'll probably give you an opportunity to either exchange for another game
uh-huh.
or refund your ticket.
Yeah, absolutely.
But because they haven't gotten to that date yet, they're not going to.
Yeah. You're going to, I mean, it, That just sucks. There's no other way to say it. Like, I understand why the guy wants his money and plans and freedom back there, but at the same time, I understand why the
and
team
it stinks
isn't,
because he's not local, so he's doing the bus
and there's
ride.
A chance 2 weeks later if the season's they can't make it on that day, you know what I mean?
Yes,
so like
because they had all these plans,
so at that point you should be issued the refund. So yeah, you're just gonna have to deal with your money being tied up in those tickets for
until then
3-4 weeks
until
from now.
Then so I mean right now you call the busing company
you try and cancel that and get out of that,
you can't do it, like obviously you understand why. So you try to figure that out. They will refund tickets. They will. I think they've already put out statements like, hey, if there's some, call this number.
They have to.
They put out numbers.
It would be a PR nightmare if they didn't.
Yeah, so they'll refund the tickets.
So,
they'll figure it out.
Speaking of tickets, my Sixers over 53.5 ticket is most likely, it's similar situation. It's still hanging in the balance because if they don't play the full season, it's got to be canceled, right? You have to cancel this season.
I think
you do. Because I have the Thunder over, which hit easily, and then the Sixers over, which is going to probably lose. But you got to cancel those.
If it already hit,
it should count. I know.
It should count.
So,
because if you did like Thunder under, like you lost. Like you were lost.
Yeah, yeah. And I already won my Thunder over.
So
it was only,
you should get that.
It was like 35.5 or something.
But if the Sixers have an opportunity to still hit the over, that should get canceled.
Yeah,
it
I agree
really
with you.
Should.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
And because, talk about PR, I mean, people are going to go nuts if the regular season's cut short.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If they cut it at 70 games or whatever they
and like MVP tickets, if the season cut short. I took Joel Embiid at plus 1,300 this year, which is a loser.
No, that shouldn't get canceled. I'm sorry.
LeBron, look, he's not going to catch Giannis, but who knows over the final 19 games if he averaged 40, 15, and 10, and the team went undefeated, he might make a pretty damn good case.
Still
open.
Here's the reason why you can't cancel it is because they can still announce an outright MVP.
They can, but it's a cheated MVP. It's tarnished.
It's still the MVP.
Yeah, but it's tarnished.
I get it. There'll be an asterisk next to it in the book, but it's still an MVP.
I hear you.
You can't say, oh, well, I mean, you guys didn't reach 50 wins in a span of 60, so sorry, you lost. You can't do that, but
lame.
You can do, hey, this guy was the MVP through 50 games.
You should get house credit.
I don't know.
Nah.
I don't know if they should.
It's cheap.
Let's go to Brian in Cream Ridge. Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Andrew, you're right on the betting. You know, that's extremely accurate. It's a good way
it's tarnished.
I think it's...
You know why he's got a couple bets in line.
You got Giannis MVP on.
I think you're thinking of your own zone there, not the overall.
Well, yeah, totally. But I mean, who wants to bet Giannis at like plus 100 when you can get other players at good value? I mean, LeBron's got a shot. It's over, but it's not over.
Yeah, you never know. He may get one because remember, he's going to be one of the if not the greatest, one of the greatest of all time.
I think he's going to be the greatest of all time. Yeah.
And so to throw him MVP late in his career,
that's huge.
Getting MVPs, it's a monster thing for his stat sheet, you know. So, but I think we're all, including myself, in the presence of some medical professionals, more or less. My wife is also a nurse. It sounds like you guys are amongst nurses and other people.
Yep. My mom, his wife. Yep.
So all
your mom's
our,
my wife.
My mom and your wife. Jeez, Andrew, get your head out of the gutter.
A lot of us have contact with doctors and their opinions on the situation. So just a few things. I completely agree with all the shutdowns and stuff like that. And the reason is because you got to protect people from themselves, you know. There's just a few facts that I feel like when I talk to my wife and she hears from 30 doctors a day and their opinions. Now, it doesn't mean they're right, but they do have the best chance of being in the ballpark, is that 50% of the time, the flu shot that everybody gets, right, is wrong. It's just the wrong strain. So everybody gets sick. So, and then the people that are getting very sick and or dying are people that were already at risk for the flu. Like basically, if you weren't at risk for dying or getting very, very sick from the flu, you wouldn't be, it wouldn't be any different. So basically, like, to simplify it, that's the way that it's being put out there. So if you're a person, obviously you're going to get sick, and it's going to run, you could get sick, and it's going to run its course through your body if you're a regular, standard, healthy person.
Yeah, like, look, everything I've understand and read and talked to people about is, the problem is the amount of testing. Because once, if they were able to do sufficient testing to find out the amount of people that have it, the death number would fall probably below 1%. Right now it's at 3% because, you know, not everybody's tested, so therefore you don't know how many healthy cases aren't skewing that number.
Right.
So basically, it comes down to testing. It's really not a scary thing, Brian, for people. You know, once you get to 70, it becomes like a 6, 7% chance. And once you're over 80, it can be as high as 12%. So for the common person, it's more or less nothing. But it's, you know,
I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah. It's the elderly community we have to look out for, in all honesty.
100%. And where I work is right across from a place where they hold bingo. And guess who didn't call that off last night? And there was a line at the door.
Yeah, like
and
that
I was
stuff
like,
really.
Oh my God. That's, like, this could be like a drop zone for like.
Yeah, they got a little smarter than that, Brian. Appreciate the call.
And you're right. I mean, you just have to protect the people from themselves there. Like,
yeah.
And like me and you, if we got it, we're fine.
But
we're not coming into work.
If we
we're not
get it, we're not going to see grandma. Right?
Like, no. God, no.
We can't. But that's the whole self-quarantining thing.
Yeah.
And I like, listen, I get it. Like,
it's not some, like, I don't think people are, is there a degree of fear-mongering with every hurricane, virus, blizzard? Yes.
We're expecting an inch of snow. Oh, my God.
Yeah, everybody go buy all the bread and eggs and milk.
Right.
There's always a little bit, but without that, you're not making people aware of how severe it can be. So it's almost you need a degree of quote-unquote fear-mongering to alert the masses of a serious issue.
And, like, okay, there's people who are saying it's overblown. Part of it, I think, is slightly overblown.
Well, yes, it's not a deadly, like, it's deadly, but it's not outrageous.
Yes, but it's also not fair to say, I'll keep the tournament. I don't care if they get sick. They should just stay away from everyone else. It's like,
If they get sick, they're
going to see their parents. Their parents are going to see their parents.
Yeah.
And then
you have to nip this in the bud in terms of spreading. So that's what it is.
Now, here's one problem with the ticket thing.
And which tickets? You have to clarify now. Game tickets or betting tickets?
Game tickets.
All right.
And I didn't even think about this. And I apologize that I didn't think about this. And the Phillies have a problem. The Phillies, they need to reconsider something.
Uh-oh. The spring pass?
So there's a guy named Dan who actually responded to Mark Farzetta. About, you know, Mark put out a tweet saying, good job for the Sixers ownership paying off the employees that do the concessions, work on an hourly basis, which I agree. Great job by the Sixers. Great job by all the teams, all the players.
And we got to commend Kevin Love and Zion Williamson a little bit later.
For doing all that. Yeah, exactly.
We'll get into that. And there's something that really annoyed me with the Zion Williamson thing, which we'll get into.
Okay. But Dan took a screenshot and sent this to Mark.
Mm-hmm.
He has season tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they're still going to charge them in full.
They can't. I'm sure it's in a pause.
Here's the email to Dan, and this is from the Philly sales office. I'm sure all season ticket holders are getting this. Part of it says, as we continue to prepare for the start of the 2020 season, please note your final payment for your season tickets as part of the payment plan you previously signed up for will be processed as scheduled on March 15th, which is tomorrow. So it looks like they're still going to get charged in full because they're doing the final payment plan on March 15th. Before the season's even started. I mean, the regular season is supposed to start.
It's not. I think they'll refund if something changes.
They should.
I think they're just doing that now because the season's not canceled. It's only pushed back 2 weeks. And then with 2 weeks, you can still make the full season.
But if they cut 20 games and you miss 10 home games,
they have to refund.
They better.
You. Unless there's some just like awful clause of, capitalistic pigdom, they'll refund it. They have to.
They better.
They have to.
Oh, man. 610-632-0975. Yeah, I got the story coming up, 10:30.
All right.
I'm going to, relive my fears.
We got a ray of sunshine here on the line.
All right. He'll tell us that the virus is a hoax. Mike and KOP, what's up, man?
Hey, the virus is a hoax.
Okay.
Perfect.
I just really called because what psycho goes into a fast food place if there's a drive-thru?
Like, hey, seriously, I know, Mike. Finally, we agree on something.
No, it's just like, why do I want to be amongst the unwashed masses when I can order my food without having anybody coughing on me or being near me?
Hell
I don't want to talk to anybody. Just let me order through a machine. Give me my food. Let me go away. The only thing that annoys me is when people take too long ordering. Like sometimes I'll beat the horn at people that are taking too long.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
I hope that guy gets out of his car and punches you in the face.
I was at Chick-fil-A the other day, and by the way, I've never been inside a Chick-fil-A. I've just driven through.
It's lovely.
I used to work at Chick-fil-A.
Did you?
Yes.
What's your favorite sauce? Chick-fil-A sauce. No,
I love the Chick-fil-A sauce. But
The Polynesian's pretty good.
There was a lady that I feel like she was ordering for like half an hour. Finally, I got annoyed enough. I was like, no.
She's ordering
enough.
For her family.
I don't care. And then you're going to need a smaller family because you're taking way too long. So I was like, yeah, I just gave her a little, hey, can you hurry it up, beep? So I was like, get out of here.
I hate one of my big pet peeves in life and fast food. It applies to any store. The person that looks shocked when they realize it's their time at the counter. Where's my purse? Where's my lady? You just stood in line for 3 minutes waiting for your opportunity. Look alive.
Yeah, I don't care about the social contract when you're stopping me from getting to my food. So like you're going to hear about it. I'm going to let you know that you're being an a-hole and I'm just going to.
Oh, I can't wait till somebody gets out of their car and punches you right in the mouth.
Yeah, Mike's totally going to get leveled one day.
Hey, I've been doing this for 39 years. No one's done it yet, so I guess...
Yeah, year 40's coming, Mike. The year of the reckoning is now.
No, never. Here's my thing. I think they should just end the seasons. I think they should just let everybody be off and then come back, start new, and just say, hey, that's what we had to do, and just, you know, don't screw two seasons up just because one season got screwed up.
I hear you, but I selfishly want it back.
So you don't even want playoffs back?
No, just let it go, man, because it's all a wash at this point anyway. So, and besides, the Sixers weren't going to win anyway. So
yeah, that's the thing. Mike, I appreciate the call.
I love it.
I'm not saying the Sixers would have won. I also want to see playoff basketball. Like, I'm a sports fan. Like, yeah. I want to, if the Sixers get bounced in round one, I don't stop watching the playoffs. I know there's a lot of people who do that, right? Like, there's a lot of people that are Philadelphia sports only. When the Eagles are out, they're done. Phillies are out, they're done. No, even if the Sixers get eliminated from the playoffs, I still want to watch Lakers, Clippers, Western Conference finals.
Absolutely. I want to see a Lakers, Bucks finals.
Yeah. I still watch.
Like, once I get over the sadness of the Sixers being over, you know, you move on and you start watching again.
And the beauty of this year, it's not a wash. Like, there's some good teams that are going to be in the NBA.
The Lakers
playoffs.
And Bucks are like on historic record paces right now.
Don't give me.
They have They have the combined amount of losses that the Sixers do.
Yeah, it's not like the Miami Heat of 2015 or something like that. Like, yeah. It's not the Golden State Warriors of 2017. It's not a wash. It really isn't. 610-632-0975. We got two open lines, so we're talking about the schedules and whether or not the NBA and the NHL should just go right to the playoffs once this suspension is over. And they were saying a 30-day suspension. So 30 days was 2 days ago. So we're, 28 days away. So 30 days from March 12th would be April 12th, obviously. That would leave the Sixers with two regular season games left if they just pick up from where they're at. That means, let's see here, 11 games would just be canceled. 12 games would just be canceled. Do you just go right to those Memphis Grizzlies and Charlotte Hornets, those last two games for the Sixers? Or do you go right to the playoffs? Or do you try to get back to the Indiana Pacers game that you're supposed to be scheduled to play tonight? I want, that's something that we need to talk about. Should they just continue from where they're off right now? Should they, let's say they come back April 12th, should they just play the last two regular season games? Or should they just go right to the playoffs? Same with the NHL. What should they do with the schedule? We'll talk about that. MLB should... Yeah, the Flyers. It sucks, doesn't it?
No, I just got a tweet that jarred me.
Okay, we'll discuss
Graf that. Graf talking about hot berries in dessert items.
No, I kind of agree with him.
Yeah, you guys are...
I kind of agree with him. But the cold ice cream helps it.
It melts
it. But if you don't do the ice cream, like if you're just going straight apple pie, I got a problem with
it. Wait, no. I'm talking more like berry cobblers,
okay,
which isn't really a pie, but it's pie-ish.
It's a cobbler.
But there's a pie crust. Yeah.
NHL, should we just finish the regular season, like that kind of stuff? And then the MLB, should they still try to find out a way to play 162 games, even if it's suspended by 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month? We'll see. 610-632-0975. I got my Pi Day story coming up, which is just...
I can't believe you have a Pi Day story.
Which nerd! You're just going to feel for me by the end of this. I guarantee you that you will feel for me. You'll be like, damn, that kid went through a lot that day. It was Pi Day 2011. 9 years ago today. I know it was Pi Day 2011.
Ruined today. Our buddy on Twitter thinks you might be a Dexter.
Nine.
He wants to know if you have a boat.
I don't want to talk about it. 9 years ago today, probably one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. He's Jamie Lynch. I'm Andrew Salchunas. Taking you until noon right here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
1028, 97.5, The Fanatic. He's Jamie Lynch. I'm Andrew Salchudis, and we are taking you until noon right here on The Fanatic.
That's gross, right? What I just told you?
Yeah. Now's not the time.
Right? Like, I love beer pong.
When was this?
It's still going on right now, this morning.
But when did they, like, come up with this? Like, yesterday?
I don't know. We're not, like, really friendly. Like, we're friendly with them, but I don't know a single one of their names or really, like, know them. So they're, like, probably 24, 23.
Yeah.
Three dudes that live next door to my wife and I, neighbors, they rent there. And she just texted me that they're having a beer pong tournament.
Yeah, and that's kind of a weird time.
Nah, might be about the worst possible time to be having a beer pong tournament.
Are they,
That's disgusting. I love beer pong. I'm not beer pong shaming. I'm beer pong shaming during coronavirus outbreak.
Are they bros?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I saw the one guy leave the house today in a Wentz jersey. And some Tims, and I was like, oh, what up, brah?
So, there's a video on Twitter that popped up.
Well, don't play beer pong during the coronavirus outbreak.
So, you know what I mean? there was a station in Florida, a TV station, that was interviewing kids on spring break, because there's kids still doing spring
break.
That's
wild,
man.
I saw a Post Malone concert, packed house. On Friday, like Thursday night or something. I'm going, are you people insane?
So, they're interviewing this kid who is wearing a visor, upside down, backwards. So the brim is upside down.
Yeah.
Facing up.
Did you ever do a true spring break?
No.
Okay.
I never did.
It's wild.
So the guy goes, like, are you concerned at all about the coronavirus? He goes, nah, bro, I've been drinking Ronas all day. And I'm just like, oh, God. He's probably in a hospital right now.
I've been drinking Ronas, like, all day.
Yeah, he couldn't even go Coronas. I've been drinking Ronas all day.
Oh, God.
So he's immune to it.
Yeah, maybe today's not the best day for a beer pong tournament.
No, probably not.
It's disgusting.
All right, we got two open lines.
By the way, you know, you're not supposed to touch your face. Yeah. How the hell are you supposed to eat?
Well, I mean, you wash your hands prior to eating.
All right, I've been doing that.
Yeah.
It's impossible not to touch your face. I understand you're supposed to limit it.
It's more so like I was at the grocery store yesterday and like I went to scratch my face and I was like, oh, I've been touching the shopping cart.
Yeah.
You know,
but like at home, it's impossible.
Yeah, it's impossible. I heard somewhere like the average per hour you touch your face is like 27 times. Or
I don't doubt it at all.
So
now,
like,
I notice every time I do it.
Yeah.
So I feel like I've done
doing
it
a little bit less.
No, I feel like I do it maybe more. It's probably the same, but I notice it every time now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think I've been doing it less because like I'm literally like my head itches right now and I'm not. I'm just going to go with it. Maybe it's a psycho in me where I'm just going to deal with the itchy feeling. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, Pi Day. It's March 14th. 9 years ago today was probably the most embarrassing day of my life. And as you guys, newsflash, breaking news, I'm not the brightest kid when it comes to math. I'm just not, right?
Like, yeah.
Genius.
I know if you went 1-for-4 in a baseball game, you're batting 250.
Hey, there you
right?
go.
That's I know good that. Work by you. I know that. But when it comes to what's 1 divided by 4, I have no idea. Right?
Come on.
So, geometry class, 2011. And we had this genius teacher. I forget his name. I got to text him to get his name. Genius teacher. I mean, I think this guy has like awards for being smart. Mm-hmm. Like, he's one of those guys. I'm like, why are you teaching in high school, to be honest?
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm like,
you were meant for something better.
You should be here right now.
Yeah, you're a genius.
You should like go solve things.
Yeah. Go be at MIT.
You're a nice winder. Mr. Nice Winder. That was his name. Very smart man. He actually taught like a class in our high school that like only allowed like 10 kids in it. Like that, like it was like the 10 smartest kids were allowed to be in that class. So he so happened to be my geometry teacher. So he made geometry not fun geometry. He made it like
challenging geometry.
And you know,
I'm already dealing with PEMDAS problems here, Doc. Can you?
I'm sitting there.
Can you take it easy on me?
Oh, he was. Dr. Nice.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
So he had his doctor. I'm like, what are you doing here?
You're sir? Killing me, Smalls.
So he's putting up these formulas on the board. I'm just like, like you could see the smoke coming out of my ears.
Why are you writing in Greek? What are those letters?
So I'm not doing too well in Mr. Nicewander's geometry class in 2011. So on Pi Day at my high school, Clearview Regional High School, they always do like a Pi Day or like the Monday after the Friday going into Pi Day because Pi Day's on a Saturday this year. They always did like a Pi Day theme. So instead of going to math class, you went to the atrium where they had like all these games set up. And one of the things was who could write the most numbers of pi within their period.
Without cheating.
Yeah. And in their period. So a period was 45 minutes at my high school. So he offered an extra credit assignment, which he offered every single year and no one ever took it. Now, I was struggling, and this was 5 points up your, like, final grade, not, like, 5 points up on your next test.
So if you had a 69, you went up to a 74?
So you passed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big number right there.
You know where I'm getting at here? I was struggling now.
Struggling.
So he offered 5 extra credit points from your final grade to create a song based off of Pi Day. So it was a I needed to, and it had to be based off of another song. It was like I had to make a cover song or something, right? Like I couldn't just create a song on my own. So I don't know how it came to mind.
So you did a cover.
I did a cover of Imagine by John Lennon. And instead of Imagine All the People, I did Imagine All the Numbers for Pi because it's 3.14159. I don't know anything else after that. So I had to sing Imagine All the Numbers, my written work, to the tune of Imagine, in front of everybody who had math in, I think it was sixth period.
And what year in school were you here?
I was a junior.
Okay. So enough where you weren't like an awkward freshman or sophomore. Awkward,
but I was...
You had a grasp on at
a
least...
A little bit, yeah.
The school.
But I had to sing in front of... So now, freshmen who had math sixth period, sophomores who had math sixth period,
were
juniors.
You dating Christy at this time?
No, I didn't even talk to her.
Okay. But she was in this school?
Yes.
Was she in this period?
I don't know. I didn't talk to her.
You're going to have to ask her. We got to find out.
So everybody...
Maybe this is what made her go...
Oh, this
that
guy.
Andrew Salchunas, that's my future husband.
So Clearview's a pretty big high school, so it was like 2,000 to 3,000 kids during between all four grades. So that means, I don't know, there was probably like 500 kids.
Oh, yeah. Are the words coming back to you? Can you sing it for us?
No.
All you could have left that one in.
All I remember is Imagine All the Numbers. It's hard if you try or something like that. And I had to sing. How long is this song, Josh? Yeah, you can say it.
A little over 3 minutes.
A little over 3 minutes.
So you did the full 3 minutes on stage.
Yeah. Imagine all the
numbers.
Yeah. I had to do all 3 minutes.
And were you getting into it, like singing, or were you like, imagine all the numbers?
I think after I got a few round of applause, I got a little more into it. And I can tell you one thing, Jamie. I did not fail. Mr. Nicewander.
Ah, there you go.
Geometry
good
class.
On you, Mr. Nicewander. What would you give your performance, an F?
Yes. Basically my final grade. So
I did karaoke once. Not that it's the same thing, because what you did is much worse.
Yes.
It was the worst 3 minutes of my life.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I hated it. We were on a cruise ship in Alaska with, like, our extended family.
Okay.
So there's, like, 48 of us. And I went up with, like, a couple of my girl cousins who were, like, basically peer pressuring me into it, and I ended up doing it.
Can I tell you why it's not even close to being as bad?
No, it's not as close. Let me
tell
you. Have
you ever seen anybody on that cruise ship that wasn't your family again?
No.
I had to. Remember, high school
yours
went-
is much worse. I'm just trying to... Anything with singing in public was terrifying enough. Dude, doing it in front of a high school...
High school went until June.
That's terrifying.
It was March 14th.
Oh, man.
I still had three more months.
Did anybody record this?
I don't... Maybe.
Ah. We need that.
I really hope not.
I wish you could track down the lyrics and we could have you do it again.
Imagine all the numbers, man. Nah, I wrote it on a piece of paper. I'm pretty sure I threw it out like as soon as I was done. But I did not fail.
Hey, good on you, man. You took a shot. You went for it.
So March 14th, every time
Pi
I see
Day.
That date, every time I see Pi Day.
You get a little chill down your spine?
It's awful. Let's go to Karate Mark. What up, KM?
Imagine. Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's what I
need footage, Mark. I need footage, man.
World.
go, guys. What's up? I never get to talk to y'all on Saturday, but me and Miss Alicia here, we're celebrating a little coronation, and we had to shut down stuff.
I was going to ask you, so what's the deal? Are you guys completely shut down right now?
We are shut down for about a week.
Okay.
We're going to see what happens at the end of next week. You know, we have a lot of students, a lot of families, and we can't, in our hearts, be a house for this epidemic, this pandemic that's going on, you know? It hurts. We've been in business for 25 years together, yeah. And this is the first time ever, bro. This is...
Wow.
Very unusual, and we got a great student base. We're going to be doing online classes, and I know we're going to recover from this. We just got to do our part as a community and just stay the heck away from each other, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's what we got to do.
That's the worst part, right? It's like, because Philadelphia, I mean, we are always gathering places,
yeah.
Sports, bars, you name it, and, yeah. And we're basically being told to separate.
Yeah.
It's a weird time.
Let me ask you guys this. If we get an unexpected snow day, what do you, me, and everyone else in the city do?
Oh, it's my favorite day at the bar ever. I love snow days in the city.
Can't even do that. You know what I mean?
It's
this is the weirdest, unexpected little two-week-long snow day, I guess, where we've ever had in our lifetime.
Yeah, our company's gone down to essential personnel only.
Yeah.
You know, most people here are working from home. I think more or less the building we work in is working from home for the next 2 weeks.
And you know what?
It's bizarre.
You know what's crazy? And I meant to bring this up during the midday show, and I kept on forgetting. That day when the news broke that the NBA was suspending the season, it was right after the Sixers finished playing the Pistons. So the postgame was still on with Amy and Mark Jackson. So I went over and watched it. And Mark Zumoff actually went on the set. And he doesn't normally do that, but because they did an extended postgame show, he went on. And he said something that like really hit home. He said during 9/11 or the aftermath of 9/11, it was great for the country to gather, right? Like when baseball came back, people were able to gather and like feel like life was normal again. Now, once the NBA starts up again, they're still going to alert people not to gather. So we can't even be like, all right, let's all come together and fight this. It's like,
yeah, they're probably going to be playing in empty arenas if it returns.
That's what I'm saying.
At least for a while.
Like, we can't even like be like, oh, let's all get together and, you know, put our arms around each other and make America a better place. It's like, you know, we still got to stay away from each other. That's the weirdest thing.
And I'm not a season ticket holder. I think the teams can do good to the season ticket holders by when they do allow people back in the arenas. It's most likely going to be in a limited type crowd where, you know, like a first come, first serve, only sell X amount of tickets. Give them season tickets to just go down, take them first rows. You know, whoever has the better seat gets the first come, first serve that way. That way we'll get the good visual aesthetic for the TV and it'll look like a full crowd. But let's just do our part as a people. And
yeah, just don't be dumb. We're just trying to be smart.
Use that drive-thru, man. Don't waste your time on your feet.
Tell him, Mark. Load. It's all about load management. Why would you not take the easier route?
Here's why, Mark. We appreciate the call. Great talking as always, bro.
Yeah, best of you and Alicia, man.
See you, man. I'm not going to a gym right now. So I need my exercise walking.
I'm very fortunate right now that we got the Peloton a couple months ago.
Are you doing the competition today?
Is it the booger competition?
Yes, are you doing it?
He's doing the 245 class, right?
Yeah. You're going to be drunk by then.
Booger is a beast on the Peloton. So, you know, it ranks and you can compete with people and he shows you like a live leaderboard and whatnot.
Sure.
I'm pretty good. Like me and my two cousins compete against each other and we're always, you know, texting our high scores to one another, talking smack a little bit.
All right.
Which is probably lame to most people to hear that.
Yeah.
But whatever. It keeps me competitive with a workout. So
that's good.
I'm into it.
That's good.
Because I'm a competitive person.
Yeah.
So Booger tweets out that his like score, and I looked up his numbers. He's like me and my cousins are top, you know, like kind of like 6 or 7% in the world because we're bigger dudes, so we can get a lot of momentum behind it.
Uh-huh.
Booger like blows us away by 200 points. He's like the 0.10% of the Peloton world. Booger McFarland is like the best.
Are you going to compete today?
I might. My ankle's all jacked up, so I've been taking some time off. Yeah.
Shoot it up and get back in
play
there.
Play the way you was.
Joel Embiid's is a baby. Just shoot it up,
Booger
bro.
McFarland, one of the world's best Pelotoners. How about that?
How about that? Worst color analyst there is, but the best Pelotoner
he
out
seems
there.
Like a sweetheart of a man.
Yeah, he probably does. Yeah. Still stinks. Two open lines, 610-632-0975. He's Jamie Lynch. I'm Andrew Salchunas. Taking you till noon right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1046, 97.5 The Fanatic. The first Saturday of no sports. The first morning after a Friday night with no sports.
There was Mexican Soccer League going last night.
The first Saturday morning after a Friday night with no sports.
The Tijuana soccer team took care of business last night.
Last night was the first Friday night with no sports.
Hey, you got NASCAR going. You got
last night was the first Friday night with no sports.
Should we become
you.
NASCAR guys?
No.
Should we adopt a guy?
Yeah, you were talking about that.
Yeah.
Well, you want to?
There's one of the guys that's an Eagles fan. Is it Brad Keselowski?
Dude, you think I know?
I think he's a big Birds fan. Maybe I'll take him on.
All right, man. He's all yours.
I grew up in a neighborhood where people were big into NASCAR.
I was a big Jeff Gordon fan.
Were you?
Yeah, my uncle, God rest his soul, he was a
he was a NASCARman?
Well, he enjoyed, I think he had a few bookies. And I never really understood it until I got a little older. Like, whenever I would visit him or
he'd
would
be
visit
watching
us,
whatever was live and NASCAR getting real hyped about it.
And I was like, Uncle, why do you care?
Why do you care that Jeff Gordon just won the Daytona 500? Well, Andrew, I had him plus 450.
I'm going to buy you a Christmas present this year, pal. I like Jeff Gordon because I think he really liked Jeff Gordon one day.
All right, yeah.
So that's why I liked Jeff Gordon growing up, man.
Yeah, I mean,
the Kellogg car.
I'm up to watch like the final 20 laps. I don't think I could sit there for the full course.
Yeah, I remember, this is the random crap that you remember. I was in Vermont. Once it was during the summer, it was like
we used to go up there occasionally
in
summer.
IndyCar 500, and I remember like I was tired, and I put the TV on. Like we were at this rickety motel where you could hear the rats in the walls,
yeah.
Or the mice in the walls. It was disgusting. So I needed the TV on to put me to sleep. And I'm not really a TV guy. When I go to bed, like I needed to be dead silent. I just watched those cars going round and round and round until I fell asleep. So
yeah,
if you need to take a nap,
a good white noise for you.
Exactly.
Nothing better than a golf nap. Golf and baseball are the tops.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful naps.
Yeah.
So
great couch nap.
As I'm saying, no sports last night, no sports today.
Yeah, and you're severely downplaying the Mexican Soccer League.
Yeah, I really am. I wonder if they start, do they air that somewhere?
Absolutely
nothing else on?
Maybe the BN network. Do you know that network?
No.
B-E, capital I-N, B-N. They play a lot of, the Spanish.
It's one of the lower channels, right?
Yeah. And they'll play a lot of the Spanish soccer games. El Clasico will sometimes be on there. They might just to fill the airtime.
They're gonna get a spike in ratings. Yeah. I can tell you that.
Mexico
much.
I believe they've only had maybe one case. They don't really have much going on there.
So they're talking about closing the borders
on their end.
Yeah.
To not let the Americans in. Oh, the irony.
Oh man. Basically, because there's no sports, we have to find what to talk about sports related, and we get to have some fun at the same time. But the sports topic that we came up with today was whether or not, the NBA and NHL should just go right into the playoffs once the suspension is over. We had miserable Mike call in earlier saying they should just end the season. He's the only one that's ever saying that.
Yeah, so I don't know why you would want to do that. If they can figure it out, let them figure it out.
But do they continue? Do they go right into...
Apparently NASCAR's canceled too.
Oh, is it really? Oh.
Apparently.
There you go.
So a lot. There goes my NASCAR dreams.
We just talked 5 minutes of Jeff Gordon and my uncle betting on it.
Joey J was like, dude, NASCAR's canceled too. Wow, missed that. There's too many news cycles
there
going on.
There really is a lot going on. So we're talking about whether or not NBA and NHL should just go right to the playoffs once the suspension is over. And for the MLB, because they already talked about pushing the season back, and they're still open to playing 162 games. There's no way they should do that. If they're going to start the season late April, beginning of May, you can't still do 162. It's just like the strike shortened season. You
just
gotta
shorten it to whatever makes sense. And if it's 134 games or 144, whatever the hell it is.
Or just whatever games you missed.
Yeah,
period.
Just pick up where you need to start.
Like if you have one game left in your 3-game series, you go, okay, there's game one and you move on from there. Or you play a doubleheader to start, something like that. But I don't think you can put, I don't think you should be able to backload the season because it's going to be, it's going to be December.
Yeah.
When you're playing,
you can't be playing winter ball.
No. Let's go to Lewis in Pensauken. And Lewis, you're on 97.5 at
Fanatic. Hey, hey, how you doing, folks?
Hey, what's up, Lewis?
Hey, what I would do is, I would, instead of playing, like, let's say you finish at start at April 15th or whatever, I wouldn't play those two games. And this is what I would do. I would actually start a tournament proceeding. So what, basically what I would do is, I would play, in the East, it'll be a one-game playoff. It'd be I would take, because all 40 teams have a possibility of being the number one seed overall. I take the top two seeds in the East, top two seeds in the West, seed them according to their record, and then have a one-game playoff. So basically, one plays four, two plays three, and then the winner of those, the team that comes out of the winner, actually gets the number one seed overall, second overall. You know what I mean? According to the way they play it out. Then I would do, in the East, I would do, because everybody's pretty much lumped up and they would have a possibility of reseeding or getting a higher seed. I'd play, so you would start off with Boston versus Philly, one game playoff, Miami and Indiana play one game playoff, and then the winners of those, two games play each other, and then they would be the third seed, and then you would seed accordingly, according to record.
All right, so Lewis, I get what you're saying, because you want to try to give everybody the best opportunity to get a certain seed, and I get all that. But to me, it's just you're making it really confusing, and I'm not saying that to be disrespectful.
I don't think it's confusing.
I get it. But what I'm saying is, I think it's almost just in their best interest, and almost just so much easier to just do whatever it is now. That's what you go with if you do go, unless they try to finish the regular season, which they could possibly still do.
Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is that according to the way things were playing out, I mean, the Sixers still have a possibility being the third seed. They do. Hello?
Yeah, no, you're
yeah, they could. They could.
I mean, they're only four.
Their schedule's really easy.
Yeah, and they're only four games out. I mean, so what I'm saying is that to me, instead of playing two meaningless games at the end of the season, you would really be playing two games, but they would be games for proceeding. That's all. It would, to me, it would make a nice, interesting tournament.
It would. It would almost be like playing games.
It's like play. It would be like a shortened version of the NCAA tournament. And then I think it would be really exciting, because when I used to play basketball in the Army, I love playing games. We used to play like that, and then you lose. You go to the loser's bracket. I love that type of atmosphere. To me, it's very competitive. Those would be great one-game series. I mean, you know, playoff game. And then you start to see it according to who wins, and then to me, it's a more fair way of trying to see people for the playoffs. That's all I'm saying. And to me,
it's a fun time to think outside the box.
I appreciate the call, but like, I'm also, yeah, the Sixers could get to the 3 seed. They're not going to.
Yeah, but they do have an incredibly easy schedule.
And so do the Celtics.
I thought the Celtics.
Oh no, they have a difficult one.
It's the
Heat. The Heat have
the Heat. Yeah, but they're spiraling just like the Sixers are. So I'm just saying. I mean, you could. I hear you.
Listen, with how crazy this world is right now, with everything that's going on with this virus, to me, you don't, like, plus you've 30, they have 30 days to figure this out, 28 days now, to try to figure out so the Heat are going to play the Pacers because of this, and you have to figure out arenas, you have to figure out.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of logistics that go into this.
You have to figure out.
It's a logistical nightmare. Like, I don't envy the guys in all these leagues that are having to figure out the travel, the stadiums. It's basically doing an entire season's worth of planning in an abbreviated version in, like,
2 weeks.
That's why I wouldn't be surprised if they just went, all right,
we'll just pick up where we pick up.
That's it.
It's the easiest. Yeah.
And
coming up.
I get what Lewis was saying.
Yeah, so do I. We have a big old fat segment coming up. Can you please allow me to bitch?
Yeah. I'll
I would like back. To bitch about something.
I'll sit back.
Listen
closely.
It'll be short.
I'll listen closely.
I think most people will agree with me, but I just want to get something off my chest.
Josh, just get my ear if I fall asleep.
No, I'll keep it under 2 minutes.
All right.
It just irked me last night.
But we do have a big fat segment, so Jamie's gonna bitch and moan a little bit.
Real quick.
It's rightfully so.
Yeah, it's just irritated me.
So open lines, Graf will get to you, 610-632-0975. We're talking about whether or not the NBA and NHL should just pick up right where they left off, meaning the 13-14 games left they have left in the regular season, or do they go right into the playoffs, depending on when the suspension of the leagues is over? And for the MLB, if they push back 2 weeks, do they add those 2 weeks of games to the back of the schedule? Do they try to find ways to make doubleheaders? Honestly, I think they should just cut whatever they lost and move on from there. He's Jamie Lynch. I'm Andrew Salchunas, and we're taking you until noon right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1101, 97.5 The Fanatic. He's Jamie Lynch. I'm Andrew Salchunas, and we're taking it till noon right here on The Fanatic. Now, Josh, a couple of things. First, who's our weekend sponsor today?
This weekend's program is brought to you by BetRivers.com. Head over to BetRivers.com to play real money casino games from the comfort of your home. At BetRivers.com, you'll find table games that you can play online right on the site. Blackjack, roulette, more right on your phone for real money. Visit BetRivers.com today and have a little fun. Online casino presented by Rivers Casino Philadelphia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, very well done. Thank you. There's a couple things that I want to get your thought on. The drive-thru. Do you do the drive-thru or do you do the walk-in like normal people should do?
I do the drive-thru because it's fast food. Yeah. And what's the most efficient way to get fast food? Now, to what you said.
Well, you're not a psycho.
Yeah, you're a little wrinkle in it. If the fast food line, if the drive-thru line is all the way backed up, yes, I will go in then and get my food quicker that way.
Mm. So you're an on-the-spot
guy. I sacrifice the 2-3 minutes
he's
sit in my car with my music rather than me in store and have Janice.
There's usually nice music inside the store.
It's like orthodontist office music.
It's sometimes soothing.
It has to be really backed up, though, for me to go inside. Yeah. Because they do consider the drive-thru the priority. Even when you're in there, you'll notice three people will get served in the drive-thru before you even get helped.
See, that is a problem. They do focus on the drive-thru.
I mean, I have gone in occasionally. Like, if I had just cleaned the car and I have the time, I might go in. But, like, come on.
Now, Josh, have you done the grocery store run yet? Have you done the mass, like, you're an interesting man. For people that don't know, Josh, you make your own beef jerky, which I think is fascinating.
Do you really?
Yeah, I think yes. And it's good. I've tried it.
Do you kill it?
I do.
You're a hunter.
I have my own, yeah. Okay. So I go hunting with my pops.
Bow or gun?
I'm a gun because I'm not that skillful.
Gotcha. And yeah. What do you go, venison?
Yeah, so when I actually kill the deer, I go venison. I'll go to the butcher shop when I actually do regular beef.
So you're not field dressing yourself?
No.
Okay. So is venison jerky good?
He doesn't have to do the grocery store. He can survive himself.
You got a freezer full of venison?
Yeah, when you kill a deer, you got to hold on to and preserve that meat. But yeah, with the venison, you don't get too unique with the beef jerky recipe because the venison has its own unique taste.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
See, now Josh can survive during this time.
Yeah.
He can just go out, you know, take care of himself.
I think our other buddy on the line can probably do the same
as
well.
And we'll get to Graf in a second. So before we get to Graf, yesterday, I teased this earlier. I did the grocery store run yesterday. And
it's a bleep show out there.
It is. And
my buddy over in Cherry Hill just texted this morning that he went to Trader Joe's.
Nothing.
He said frozen food gone, canned food gone. At some point, everybody's got to be stocked up here, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's been 3 days of chaos. You would think it's going to return to some normal.
Stock up and people go in right away and they buy everything.
Early next week might return to normalcy at the stores? Because people should be supplied up and...
Oh, the people itself should be stocked.
The people's home should be stocked. So hopefully, you know, some deliveries come in and things return to normalcy.
You're probably right. But of course, I appreciate that the manager at the Acme that I was at yesterday was directing traffic, saying, like, there was the long line, but you go, all right, you go to line one, go to line two, you go to line... And they were all hands on deck. They had baggers, which they normally don't. They had the baggers there. They had every line had a cashier. It wasn't just like only lines one and two were open.
Mm-hmm.
So it was great. And he even asked, I appreciate this man doing this, are you comfortable doing self-checkout? Because
I love the self-checkout.
He actually
asked, probably don't.
No, big self-checkout.
Okay.
But I feel bad bringing the
100.
Court.
Yeah, 100.
There's people that do that. But he asked a woman who was elderly, do you feel comfortable doing self-checkout? And she said no. And he said, okay, then you go. Like, I like that he was asking
people. Yeah.
He wasn't just like, go to self-checkout, figure it out for yourself. But of course, I got put behind the lady. The lady who stocked up as if we were all dying. $400 this woman spent. $400.
That's a lot of coin.
And then she pulls out the coupons.
Oh, baby. And with $400 worth of merchandise, that's a lot of coupons.
And I'm looking at her.
I heard that most stores now, most grocery stores, like, have done away with the coupon thing. Like, they just give you the lowest price that is listed. I guess that's not true.
No, a lot of places do. And Acme still has, like, sales. But she did the whole, if you buy three and you have this coupon...
Yeah, okay. I mean, I'm sure they still exist.
She pulled out, Jamie, a whole magazine worth. And meanwhile, she knew the cashier. So $400
so a little coffee
worth
talk.
Of groceries was the full belt, and then half of her cart was still full. And to make things even worse, she brought her own bags. So the guy starts bagging, and she goes, oh, no, use my bags.
Well, that's good. She's reducing her carbon footprint.
That added more time.
I mean, it really shouldn't. Though.
These go in these bags. These go in these bags.
Oh,
I'm like, lady, like, come on, look at the store, damn it! And she's saving $3 on her shampoo.
Right.
And meanwhile, she stocked up on shampoo as if there's going to be a shampoo shortage. That's it. Like, here's the thing: all the cleaning products are gone, but like. Hair care's still there.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't need to stock up on shampoo.
I tried to hit up the medical aisles yesterday in Target. All the ibuprofen and Mucinex and
gone.
Stuff. You know, the stuff you might need to actually treat this is gone. People are hoarding stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to relax. It will get restocked. The world is not ending. Everybody will be fine. Just give it some time and try not to hoard toilet paper and medicine from people that might actually need it. If you have 9 bottles of infant Tylenol at home right now, you're a creep.
Yeah, don't sell it on eBay.
Oh, these people are the worst.
Yeah, people are doing it.
Oh, yeah, there's people that are renting vans and going and waiting out at Costco for first thing that they open, and they'll wipe out all the Lysol wipes and disinfectants and then go home and sell it on eBay.
Yeah,
I read a story yesterday, some couple that's made over 100K in the past 2 weeks.
What?
Yeah, because they're driving around to all the area Costcos, wiping them out, and then selling them for 4x market value on Amazon. They basically created their own Amazon store. And are just selling everything they're wiping out from stores. Like, that's you're
creeps.
Like, that's a scumbag move.
What creeps? All right. Before we get to the phones, you have something to complain about.
Yeah, I just want it's real quick. So, you know, Kevin Love started this the other night. I think he donated $100,000 to the Cavaliers arena staff and employees that are going to be affected by the coronavirus. And he was the first one I saw. And
great
he,
move.
Yeah, he should great be he should be lauded for it. You know, Kevin Love. Good on you. That's a tremendous move as an NBA veteran that's making, you know, God, $150 million over the last 3 years or whatever the hell it is. It's something gaudy. Good on you. I mean, you know, people might bitch and say, oh, it's only $100,000. Doesn't matter. Stop. He donated something that he didn't have to. Incredible. So then last night, Zion Williamson, he's 19 years old.
Yeah.
And he donates $100,000 to the Pelicans arena employees and staff that are going to be affected by the layoff. That to think of a 19-year-old being that selfless, and look, yes, he's got money, but he's going to make endless amounts of money. That's not the point.
Right.
To be 19 and to be...
donating that kind of money. He could be having fun with it, right?
Like, that's an unbelievable move. That is a move that, like, I genuinely went, wow, Zion Williamson, you're a great dude. Like, that is tremendous to be 19 and to recognize and to be selfless and think of others. That is tremendous, and you should be lauded for it.
Yes.
Then, you know, I put out a tweet
And then I see a couple other tweets go viral. And they have to bring the Pelicans ownership group into it. Now, look, do I think billionaires should be stepping up a la Mark Cuban and doing this on their own? Yes, they should, because, you know, let's face it, a lot of billionaires are just evil people. Should they be doing this? Absolutely. Absolutely they should. The tweets that are going viral are like, why does it take a 19-year-old millionaire to recognize to be able to do something like this when the billionaire owners aren't? The point is valid, but it's really irritating me that somebody does a very tremendous, selfless, great move like Zion Williamson does, and then it has to become this class warfare thing. Can we just appreciate and acknowledge what Zion Williamson did as something selfless without making it, well, why aren't their ownership doing it? Like, right. It became a negative thing to complain about when it should stand on its own as an act of goodwill. And that really got under my skin last night.
I get it.
The Pelican ownership should.
Yeah.
And that's not like the story.
I hope that they eventually
But
do.
By doing this, you're taking away from what Zion Williamson did. And that bothers me.
Yeah, you just wanted to, like...
Just acknowledge
give
it.
Give him the positive light right now.
Just let the story be about Zion. Don't make the story, well, Zion's doing it. Well, why isn't the billionaire... Yes, the billionaire owners should, but they're probably not. And that's a reason why they're billionaires.
Right.
Like, Ben Franklin has a quote that poor people are the most generous people in the world, and the rich are not. And there's validity to that. But... just appreciate what Zion did and don't make it about the ownership for once. Like, let his good act just stand on its own. Yeah.
I mean, you could say, wow, big ups to Zion Williamson. Hopefully ownership does that as well.
Absolutely, and I agree that
right.
They
it
should.
It doesn't have to turn into a war.
Yeah, like, I saw this one tweet. It was like 65,000 retweets. Like, oh, Zion, yeah, great move. Where's the billionaire owner? Can't we just appreciate what Zion did?
Right.
Like, stop being crumbs about everything. And this is coming from a guy that likes to complain. Like,
you are a complainer.
I'm pretty positive.
You're a positive person.
But, right? Like, I'm not trying to make too much of it, but just shut the hell up and let Zion's move stand on its own. That's all.
Damn right.
Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
Good job, Jamie.
Yeah. Just trying to point out the goodwill in the world without necessarily having to make it evil.
I'm going to complain about your rant. Let's go to Graf in Media. What's up, Graf?
Eyes are gross. Billionaires.
You just cut out.
Williamson is awesome.
Yes. Billionaires are evil.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And you know what the thing is, Damon? You're 100% right. And the other thing, too, is normally the player sits there and commits, and then the ownership and everybody
says, we'll match you or double it or whatever.
Yeah, right. Or they say, oh, wow, that makes us look bad.
Yeah. And they should have that realization. I'm not saying they shouldn't, but
let's happened with Kevin Love and the Cavs, though. Kevin Love put up that money, and then the Cavs turned around and said that they would be fronting it to everybody.
That's great, and that should happen, and New Orleans hopefully will do the right thing here. But I need Zion's goodwill to stand on its own away from complaining about who's not doing something.
I 100% agree with you. Because,
Graf, real quick, as a 19-year-old, to be like that, that's amazing. Oh.
Well, I think being 19 also kind of allows him to be like that.
You're a little less
dated when you're 19 years
true,
old.
You know
what I'm saying? So. And I think that's part of the thing with, you know, the comment you made about the poor is they know what it's like to have nothing.
Exactly.
It's very easy to give away the things you already have. Yeah. So,
Graf, we got to get you a cobbler, man. What the hell's the problem with you?
Dude, that's gross. Pie
dude, come
gross,
on.
Man. It's real gross.
I got to get so you a gross. Mama Lynch
warm,
blueberry cobbler.
Warm
oh.
fruit, bro.
Oh,
warm
dude,
fruit.
It's so good. Dude.
Bushy.
Dude, I grew up a lot on, because my mom worked nights, so a lot of times my dad would be responsible for dinner, and we'd do the Hungry Man TV dinners, you know?
I used to
crush the Hungry Man turkey dinners. The best part...
The brownie was never good.
The best part was the apple cranberry hot john in the middle. That was the dessert.
Man,
it
so
was
weird.
Delicious.
It was so weird. That was baby food.
Oh, dude, that was so good. I wish I could buy the Hungry Man warm fruit dessert
just
on its
dessert.
Own.
Yeah.
I'm a cake guy forever and ever and ever.
I love cake too. Why you got to pit them against one another, Graf?
Well, because pie is gross and cake is not. the other thing too is, boys, I was going to let you know the way that I'm passing my time is watching hella fishing videos. so there was a guy who's cool on YouTube. This dude caught a 500-pound marlin on a kayak. I think it was off in New Zealand.
How many pounds?
500 pounds. It took him 15 miles offshore.
Yeah,
in a 12-foot Hobie kayak.
And the kayak didn't tip over?
No. These things are designed to be able to handle weights of over 500 pounds right off the sides. Like,
wow, really? So what does he have to do? Call in buddies to come bail him out in a boat? Tow him in?
So what?
So what happens is you have somebody who's a runner off the beach who's got a motorboat, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when you're 15 miles offshore and that motorboat can only do 20 miles an hour, you're going to be waiting an hour for somebody to come get you. So they have to do it in cycles. So they have two boats and one run.
Wow.
Now, what did he do? So did he catch it, right? He caught it?
Yeah, so what it comes down to is when you catch a fish that big, it's called leadering. So the leader tends to be about 6 to 7 feet, depending upon how big a fish you're looking to get. So that is tied and connected to your fishing line, right?
Uh-huh.
So the end of your fishing line is then tied to a piece of metal, which is called your leader,
yeah.
Which then goes out, has another piece of fishing line that goes out. So you leader the fish what is considered catching it. So you don't ever bring it on the kayak.
That's what I was wondering. So he just keeps it basically, no. Okay, so he holds on the way until the boat comes out.
Right, and then when the boat comes out, like, you get up to the side of it, but these marlin, they're so big and
huge.
The problem with fish is they fight so hard for such a long period of time that their blood temperature actually gets up over, like, normal average, right? Like a normal human being if they exerted so much energy, and they'll cook themselves. So you need to be real careful about how much strain you put on a fish. That's why a lot of these spikes guys get on, like, last, like, 4 hours or so. But anywho, I'm at the beach now. There's no better place to be.
Oh, that's awesome.
For a coronavirus situation, I'm going to let the ocean clean my lungs. So you guys have a great day.
Thanks for checking in, Graf. See ya. One thing I can guarantee you I won't be doing during the downtime, watching fishing videos. And yeah. No offense to fishermen. I grew up fishing. I love fishing.
Yeah,
watching somebody fish. I mean, like, that's cool. I might watch, like, the catch. Like the actual reeling of a 500-pound salmon.
Yeah, but you're not going to watch.
I'm watching 45 minutes of them, you know, getting pulled around by it. So
we were talking yesterday about stuff you're going to do. Are you going to go through with watching these old series?
I do, if I can find, because YouTube, you know, the Xfinity platform, you can just speak into it and get YouTube.
Yeah, remember, I watched the 2001 Finals Game 1. Remember?
Yeah.
Before we had the remote at Temple at the Lee Corps Center. I watched it the night before.
Yeah, so I do want to watch some of the series before my time.
Right.
Like, I'd love to check out the 83 Sixers and the 74 Flyers. If I could watch a whole, you know, Stanley Cup final or NBA final from back then, game by game, I think I want to do that.
Especially because you don't know exactly when things happen. Like, I always go, like, why would I want to watch that? Because, like, I already know what happens, but you don't know exactly when it happened. Like, I told a story last week. My dad actually has a DVD set of all 5 games Phillies Astros in the 1980 playoffs before they got to the World Series, right? And that was one of the craziest series in Phillies history. I watched each game, and I was locked in because I didn't know when they took the lead. I didn't know when this guy hit a home run, when this guy hit a bases-clearing double. Like, I didn't know when that was coming. You heard about it, but you don't know exactly what's coming. So it's still interesting.
Totally. I'm assuming we're going to be shut down here in the sports world for at least 30 days.
Yes.
Most likely 2 months. If, you know, kind of best. I think best case is 30 days. Worst case is 2 months to infinity.
Right.
I think we're going to have a lot of time on our hands. So I want to catch up on all the 30 for 30s. That I haven't watched yet. Like, I still haven't watched the Michael Vick one from recently. You know, I have the DVR on all 30 for 30s, but I want to go back on YouTube and, you know, I'm sure it's something we'll talk about, you know, like YouTube rabbit holes we can go down. And, you know, it's a good time to, you know, read, play video games, do that kind of thing. So, yeah, I want to check out some of the series from before my time.
I saw somebody put out a tweet, and they should do this, speaking of 30 for 30. They should put on ESPN or ESPN2, just a marathon of the 30 for 30s, because
absolutely, and they will do stuff like that.
If you can DVR, you have to pay to watch the, like, on YouTube. If you want to watch a specific 30 for 30, unless somebody put up some, like, crappy footage, you have to pay like $2.
Well, because I think it's on ESPN Plus or whatever. So hopefully you can hijack somebody's account and use that. But yeah, I mean, they should. And you saw Fox Sports canceled all live broadcasting for at least a week.
So they got to figure out something.
That type of stuff should be aired.
They're not just going to put up a, we'll be back.
Yeah.
Right? Like if you go to NFL Red Zone
right
now.
It's not like The Simpsons. Technical difficulty with Itchy and Scratchy. Yes. We will be back.
If you go to NFL Red Zone right now, it just says like,
yeah, season resumes September 8th.
Yeah, that's all it says. They're not just.
I miss you, Scott Hansen. I love you.
If you're NFL Red Zone, you should put, like, reruns.
You should just replay the season.
Yeah, why not?
Well,
right?
Seriously.
You have a ton of time, right? You play the best game of week 1, week 2, week 3, whatever. Maybe I'll make a few phone calls and get some money out of that.
But that's what they should, you know, that's what they should do. Like ESPN 2, like what are you airing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Unless it'll you're airing like cornhole.
NBA TV and like classic NBA games, that'll be great.
That's going to be great. I mean, when Kobe passed away, I watched like 3 or 4 old Kobe games. Like they put up the 81-point game. They put up his final game.
Yeah, I watched a lot that week.
I was locked in on that kind of stuff. So I'm sure they'll do that kind of stuff. I don't know. Like, you know, I'm going to have a lot of time to pass. Without sports.
Yeah, and we can get into all the dumb, you know, Mike and the Mad Dog, you know, obviously pioneers in the industry. Uh-huh. Mad Dog has a book from, like, honestly, like, probably 2004. Like, it's pretty old. I read it back in the day, but it was the 100 greatest sports arguments of all time. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of those types of things.
What ifs?
Now's the time for stupid barroom conversations without the games actually going on. And, you know, I saw a tweet here from Bernie Perrant's granddaughter last night, this girl, Samantha Perrant. She said she put out a drunk tweet. So she was out partying last night, and she's obviously a huge Flyers fan.
Yeah.
And her tweet was just, is Claude Giroux the most, or she didn't ask the question, she made the statement, Claude Giroux is the most underrated Philadelphia athlete ever. But, like, those types of conversations are going to be, you know, fun. And it's not, let's not do the cliche sports radio thing. Oh, this is all you got. Literally, we're shut down. So now's the time for stupid barroom conversations.
Yeah, here's.
But, like, Claude Giroux is probably in that running of the most underrated Philadelphia athlete ever. Yeah. I would definitely put Ryan Howard right next to him. But, you know, those types of things are going to be conversations we have, and let's try and have fun with it.
And it's going to be debatable ones. So this, there's a guy, Andrew Helfman.
I love Andrew Helfman.
He's with ESPN Pennsylvania. So
that's a thing?
Yeah. but he put out a poll yesterday that I actually voted on. It only got like 300 votes, but he put out a poll yesterday. And this is the kind of stuff that we're going to get into. We'll make it more localized.
Yeah.
But he puts out my two favorite sports stats, ... What's more impressive? Option one was if you take away all of Wayne Gretzky's goals, he still has more points than any NHL player ever.
That's one of the most fascinating ones ever.
Option two was more people have walked on the moon than have scored against Mariano Rivera in the postseason.
Wow.
Now, I voted Gretzky.
I vote Gretzky, too, but that second one is ridiculous.
It got 80% because Wayne Gretzky's doing that over a period of time. Now, Rivera pitching a lot of postseason games.
He had a lot of opportunities.
He's got dynasty.
I mean, how many people have stepped on the moon? Does he have the number there?
No, but it's more than like 3 or 4
at this point. People have stepped on the moon. Google that for me.
Let's see, what do you got?
In total, 12 astronauts have walked on the moon, including Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, the other 10 who made the moon, NASA launches, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if that's international, includes like all the Russians and everything, but apparently 12.
Okay.
So Mariano Rivera allowed 12 postseason runners to cross the plate, less than 12. Yeah. That's amazing.
Postseason, not just World Series.
Postseason. That's absolutely incredible.
So that's the kind of stuff we're going to...
Hell yeah! Dumb barroom conversations and arguments.
I saw Tyler Zuli's coming up next. He's going to be on from 12 to 4. I saw a tweet, and I'm not going to give it away, but he put out a great tweet regarding one of his show topics today.
All right.
And it's the fun stuff like that we're going to be doing. And here's what I amounted to. We're going to be doing radio that we would do in June, July, August, when the Phillies are bad. Last year, the Phillies, even though they were in first place, but they were
so... The Phillies still fascinate me.
They were so frustrating last year, kind of like the Sixers this year, really.
They weren't frustrating until, like, mid-June.
Yeah, but they never, like, put their foot on the gas pedal to get...
No, they had chances to pull away somewhat early on.
And then injuries happened, and they never made the trades.
And then they play the Marlins and lose.
Yeah, exactly. So the Phillies were frustrating to the point where we could talk about them every day, every weekend. But like 2 summers ago when the Phillies were irrelevant and it was coming off of the Eagles Super Bowl win, so we weren't really talking about, all right, what do they do in the offseason? Because after the Super Bowl, you didn't care about the offseason. You just cared about celebrating some more. So 2 summers ago, we were doing the topics, like the video game topics and the Mount Rushmore topics, like because there was nothing else to talk about during the summer. That's what I'm going to amount Sports Talk Radio to be for the next, maybe 30 days. The updates on the coronavirus, what they should do schedule-wise, that kind of stuff, and then also our fun summertime 8 o'clock to midnight show topics. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? All right, we got 2 open lines. Tyler Zuli, as I mentioned, is coming up at noon, 610-632-0975. Matt, Colin, and Ray, you guys hang tight.
He's Jamie Lynch. I'm Andrew Salchunas, and we're taking you till noon right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.